Heroes News today.
I want to bring out our next guest. Let me just say, we had a little trouble finding an arena that would take him because he's so controversial. I'm grateful to where we are right now and to the people of Pennsylvania. But let me just say, Alex Jones is one of those people you're supposed to be very shocked by. Here's the one fact about Alex Jones that I can't get over. Alex Jones predicted 9/11. And he did so on tape. Now, I worked in television my whole life. When you're on TV, there's a time stamp. We don't need to guess. I'm on TV for decades saying super dumb things, which live forever on YouTube. Alex Jones, in the summer of 2001, said, you need to call the White House right now because planes are going to hit the World Trade Center and they're going to blame it on Osama bin Laden. He said that. I've seen the tape. You can look it up. So, no, check this out. So I lived in D.C. at the time. Trust me. I had a daily news show on another channel. Not one person was saying anything like that. So Alex Jones says that it's on tape. We can prove he said that. It happens. Why didn't the U.S. government call Alex Jones and say, how could you have known? Clearly you're a prophet of some kind. We need you in this global war on terror because clearly you can see things that nobody else can see. That's incredible. Have you even met anybody who's predicted something like that? No, you haven't. Like, I've never met anyone. I met everybody. I've never met anybody who did anything like that. But instead of celebrating Alex Jones for making the most unbelievable call in the history of the news business, they said about the FBI sets about trying to destroy him. And so begins this incredible saga of lies about Alex Jones, which you probably all heard about. I'm not going to relitigate it, but that was the FBI that did that. And they try to bankrupt Alex Jones. They try to put Alex Jones in prison. Why would you put the guy who called that in prison? This guy is clearly on the side of the United States. He's trying to help our country. So that fact, if there's only one thing you know about Alex, everything I said is 100% true, by the way. I'm not guessing about this fact. If there's one thing to know about Alex Jones, it's that. And on the basis of that, I will always believe and I will always say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met. And so I am proud to have him. Not having him here because it's like naughty. Ooh, Alex Jones. It's like, no. I'm proud to know Alex Jones. I'm proud to know the person who tried to warn the country about the worst terror attack in history and was persecuted for it. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones.
For 30 years, every single day of his campaign.
But before the war, peacefully with information against the globalists, the real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock.
Yeah!
Bad Boy is the number one seller at the AlexJonesStore.com. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. Folks love it. I love it. I love wearing this out in public. And it also lets the globalists let us know we are standing up against them, and we know who they serve, and we know who we serve. The BlackRock globalist-controlled left, from academia to the media, is obsessed with bullying you into silence because their ideas are illegal and unpopular. And if you simply speak up, it's game over. So stop thinking it's just Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump's going to save the world. It's all of us together. And wearing T-shirts in public that promote freedom is key. It doesn't just show our enemies we're awake. Other people see it and realize how popular freedom is. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a win-win. Get great shirts at theAlexJonesStore.com. Fund the operation as we fight the tyrants at Point Blank Range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, here we are on this Tuesday, September 24th, 2024, live transmission of the Alex Jones Show. With 41 days, 14 hours, and 53 minutes until Election Day. We will, I expect, be hearing from Alex before the end of the transmission. He is en route to Austin when he will be making his presence here known. Is an unknown right now, but I do expect we will hear from him. We also have guests coming up today. Mike Adams with breaking news and Kirk Elliott on the state of the economy as well. But we have some breaking news as we go live. And the second assassination attempt of Donald Trump was already going to be my lead with some of the developments around that and how there's this big elephant in the room right now in American politics that everybody wants to ignore, which is, of course, the fact that you have an American government left media syndicate that is trying to get Trump assassinated. That's the big elephant in the room. That's the big goblin drooling and gnawing on himself over in the corner. And we just act like things are normal. Now, this just is kind of part of the larger picture of the government corruption, part of the larger picture of our occupied government, part of the larger picture of our stolen country. And now, this is just breaking. Trump assassination attempt suspect Ryan Routh's son arrested on child porn charges after feds find hundreds of sick images. New York Post headline. Trump assassin Ryan Routh's son, Oren, arrested after hundreds of child pornography files found at his home. ABC News, son of Ryan Routh accused in Trump assassination attempt, arrested for child pornography. So what's going on with this? The son of Ryan Routh, the man arrested in connection with the second apparent assassination attempt, second apparent assassination attempt. You know what? See this ABC news story? Let's try reading for the New York Post. How about that? Apparent assassination attempt. Give me a break. The son of alleged would-be Trump assassin Ryan Routh was arrested Tuesday morning on child pornography charges after the feds found hundreds of sick images when they searched his phone following his dad's arrest. So they went in and searched his phone, and he had these images on his phone. Now, this is the same son that came to his father's defense, said, oh, my dad's a reasonable man. There's one look at the guy. Yeah. Now, remember, it was the brother of the Las Vegas shooter. I believe he was arrested on child porn charges after an investigation into Paddock. And they eventually just dropped the charges. Remember, it was Cheryl Atkinson who said that the feds tried to plant child pornography on her, the Obama administration. She made that claim. Now, you've also heard that Alex Jones, they've tried to set him up with similar things. So I'm not saying these things are connected, but it is odd. It is odd. So does this just show that this family is deranged? Is there something else going on here? But this breaking, the son now of the would-be assassin arrested on child porn charges. And that's his mugshot. I mean, it's fair to say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree in this deal. But putting that breaking news aside, Donald Trump had a rally last night, a big rally in Pennsylvania. You've got to give him credit. Love him or hate him, the brass balls on this guy can be seen from space. You have the American media. You have the corrupt, occupied U.S. government. You have your Democrat voters all trying to have Donald Trump assassinated. And this guy continues to go to public speaking events. And he doesn't plan on stopping. You've got to admire the brass balls. And that's what's going on here. That's what's going on here. Now, I don't expect the American media, which is the kill Trump media, that's what they are now. They've gone from the fake news media to the kill Trump media. So I don't expect the kill Trump media to talk about this. You just saw how ABC News was framing this. So the kill Trump media, they're not going to talk about this. They're not going to be honest about this. Don't expect it to. The Democrat Party, they'd love to see Trump dead. They might not say it, but I mean, please, after two assassination attempts in unison, instead of changing their rhetoric, they all come out while Congress is in session and they all come out during their media bits and they all say, yes, Trump is the biggest threat. Trump is the biggest danger. Trump must be stopped. They want Trump dead. I don't expect them to say anything about it. Now, thank goodness we have a healthy, independent, alternative media thriving because of Rumble and X. But you know they're trying to shut this show down. You know that if the Democrats get four more years in the White House and Congress, X is going to be done. Rumble is going to be done. So thanks to the emergence of Rumble and the reemergence now of formerly Twitter and X, now X, we do have a thriving, independent, alternative media that's talking about this. But where are the Republicans? Where is the Republican leadership? We know where. Mike Johnson is cutting deals with the Democrats and Chuck Schumer to pass a government spending bill, and he can't even get the SAVE Act included in it. So where is Mike Johnson as the kill Trump media, the Democrats, and Democrat voters are trying to have Donald Trump assassinated? He's cutting deals with the Democrats to fund the government, and he won't even get citizenship as a requirement to vote in our election. That's where Mike Johnson is at today. That's what Mike Johnson is doing. Your Republican leadership in the House. What about Mitch McConnell? Well, Mitch McConnell's been a disappearing act. This guy is about on the same level as Joe Biden, maybe worse, as far as the cognitive abilities, the brain function, the energy. Mitch McConnell actually might be worse off than Joe Biden. This guy can probably walk and talk less than Joe Biden. By the way, Joe Biden set to address the UN, his final address as the president to the UN. We'll be following that. Mitch McConnell pops out of nowhere. This week, Mitch McConnell crawls out of his hole. Do you know what Mitch McConnell is doing? He's pushing for more aid for Israel and Ukraine. That's what Mitch McConnell is doing. So where is Republican leadership as the corrupt U.S. government is trying to get Donald Trump assassinated, as the corrupt U.S. media is trying to get Donald Trump assassinated, as Democrat voters are calling into talk shows saying somebody's got to kill this guy, Democrat Hollywood actors saying, when was the last time an actor assassinated the president? And your Republican leadership is pushing for government spending bills with no SAVE Act and funding Ukraine and Israel. How pathetic is that? So the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about, the elephant in the room that everybody can see. In fact, at this point, it's not just the elephant in the room. After two assassination attempts, the cover-up thereof, and the involvement in trying to have the assassination of Donald Trump, it's not just an elephant in the room. This elephant has taken two massive dumps, steaming piles of elephant dung, sitting there in the room, stinking it up, and nobody wants to talk about it. Trump slams Harris Biden administration for mishandling and downplaying second assassination attempt, calls for Florida to take over an investigation. The whole media is downplaying it. The entire Congress is downplaying it. Maybe we should rephrase that. 90% of Congress is downplaying it. There are some that are making a big deal of this and not giving it up. 90% of the American media is downplaying it, probably even internally celebrating it. How is this not a bigger story? Would-be Trump assassin Ryan Routh had list of Trump rallies, event dates from August to October. Somebody was giving him intelligence. And look, I don't take everything from the U.S. government, the federal government, or the U.S. mainstream media at face value. But you know, now Iran has been accused of hacking the Trump campaign. Iran has also been accused of hacking personal messages in Sweden, and they're calling for Swedes who are burning the Quran to be eliminated, basically. So think what you want about that. I'm just saying, Iran now, they had all these accusations against Iran, and look, I'm not looking for a war with Iran. Certainly there are groups that want that, politicians that want that. Israel would love that. Iran's coming out. Their leaders have come out and said, we don't want war. That's what they said at the UN assembly. I'm not telling you to take anything at face value. But somebody is giving, or was giving, Routh information. There is either a leaker in the federal government or a mole inside of Trump's inner circle. I mean, that is 99.99999% a guarantee. And by the way, No, Routh was not trying to do assassination by police officer. He was not trying to do suicide by police officer. He was planning to go to Mexico. They found plans for him to escape to Mexico. That's probably why he left and got on the highway. Maybe he thought he was going to make it to Mexico. Maybe somebody told him to go there. Maybe he was going to meet somebody there. How is this not a bigger story? How is it that Senator Mitch McConnell is going to tell the American people to fund Israel and Ukraine when this is the state of our government and this is the state of our media and this is the state of the Democrat Party? How do you have Mike Johnson cutting deals with the Democrats to fund the government and won't even get the SAVE Act involved when this is the state of our media, this is the state of our government, this is the state of the Democrat Party? It's pathetic. So what's the larger story? It's the same story. It's the same reason why we supported Trump. It's the same reason why they continue to persecute Trump in the justice system. It's the same reason why the media lies about Trump for more than 8 years. We have a corrupt government, and that doesn't even come close to describing how evil and corrupt it actually is. I'm not even sure there are words at this point. It's an occupied government. It's a corrupt government. It's a evil government. It's an illegal government. It's a stolen government. And the media, the mainstream media, is their propaganda arm. 3-on-1 against Trump in a debate. Fake Russian collusion. Hunter Biden laptop isn't real. I mean, you can go on and on and on. The koi pond fish hoax. Just hoax after hoax after hoax after hoax after lie after lie after lie after lie. And we don't even talk about it. The Republican Party doesn't even talk about it. The mainstream media is part of it. And they're trying to kill the one man who's standing up against it at the highest levels. They're trying to kill the one man who can actually get into a position of political power to do something about it. The leader of the Republican Party. And we get nothing. The Biden-Harris regime is openly advertising a $150,000 hit on President Trump. Yeah, why would they put out this letter from the would-be assassin that says, hey, anybody that kills him gets $150,000. Why would they put that out? Because they want him dead. Do you get it? Would-be Trump assassin was quoting Biden and Harris and the media, chapter and verse. Can you imagine if the roles were reversed? Can you imagine if there was a would-be, God forbid, assassin on the other side, or even some false flag, more likely, if it was the case, and they had Trump books and Trump quotes and Trump posts? Oh my gosh, it'd be the number one story. It'd be the number two story. It'd be the number three story. It'd be the number four story. It'd be the lead. It'd be the close. It'd be the everything. Everything. But they're all in on this. They're all trying to kill Donald Trump. And we can't even be honest about it. We can't even have a conversation about it. We can't even get an investigation about it. And then the man himself continues to do rallies in front of tens of thousands of people, unfazed. Unfazed. Buckle up, ladies and gentlemen. Buckle up. Because the next 42 days are going to be bonkers. And then whatever it is, the amount of days after that, I guess it's like 90 days from the election to the inauguration. Huh. Buckle up. So it's 117 days till the inauguration. 42 days till the election. I mean, holy smokes. You have an active campaign an operation to have Donald Trump assassinated. The Republicans won't even talk about it. The media is part of it. You have Russia threatening nuclear war over NATO and Ukraine expansion. You have Israel. I don't know. I guess they're just going to decide they're going to try to take over Lebanon now. So I guess Israel is going for the Gaza Strip and Lebanon now is what it appears to be. And our government supports all that, by the way. Our government supports all that. Buckle up, ladies and gentlemen. Buckle up. And by the way, I guess, has Biden already concluded his speech? The headlines are already live. Biden slurs and fumbles and blurs his way through the UN speech, his final UN speech. Is anybody surprised? Is anybody surprised by that? That Biden can barely talk? He doesn't even care anymore. He's not even trying anymore. He's given up. The Democrats ran a coup on Joe Biden, and so he said, fine, I'm out. Whatever. Do whatever you want. Have Kamala Harris F off. I'll show up when I need to show up just to have some sort of a legacy when I leave, but I'm done. I'm done. F all you people, I'm done. That's basically Biden's message. Yesterday, he shows up for the press conference before the UN thing. His teleprompter breaks, and he just starts screaming. And he's like, he can't even do his introduction, and his teleprompter breaks, and he goes, all right, well, okay, who am I introducing then? Who's up? Who am I introducing? Screams at his staff, who's next? Who's next? And then Modi has to go up there, the prime minister of India has to go up there and kind of like calm him down and console him and rub his back and be like, it's okay, Joe, it's okay. And then finally somebody picks up the mic and says, and now introducing. So Biden blurring his way through the UN. And so there is no leadership in the West. There is no leadership in the Biden-Harris campaign. I mean, you've got these twinks like Blinken and Sullivan that are running around doing foreign diplomacy, they're nothings. Nobody takes them seriously. Call up the White House. Joe Biden there? No, he's sleeping. Call up the White House. Kamala Harris there? No, she's campaigning. Joe Biden can't even show up. Yesterday, Middle Eastern leaders were there to meet with Joe Biden in the Oval Office. He no-shows. So then Kamala Harris has to go out there and meet the Middle Eastern Islamic leaders. How do you think they feel about talking to a woman, by the way? How do you think they felt leaving that meeting? How do you think that went for them? Sending a woman to represent Joe Biden in Oval Office meetings with Islamic leaders? Yeah. Okay. Sure that went well. This is the dire straits that our country is in. The whole future of the country, the planet, hangs in the balance. Now, I'll say this as we go to break. Rest assured, God is in control. I have no doubt about that. And everything will go down exactly how God intends it. But God, the Creator, does not intend for us to be sitting on the sidelines. We have a role to play in this. So if we want to have a future for humanity, if we want to have a future for America, well, we're going to have to do something. We're going to have to fight for it, because the people that have stolen this country in the future are not just going to give it up, folks. They're not just going to give it up.
Want your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today? It's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting in your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be.
I'm telling you, this is better than sex. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top. All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Back live inside the InfoWars headquarters. And we're about to be joined by Kirk Elliott, KEPM.com/gold, or call 720-605-3900 if you would like to get your assets, your cash, stored in something a little bit safer, considering the volatility of the dollar, of the banking systems. Gold could be the way to go. Kirk Elliott is your guy, KEPM.com/gold. Now, I'm bringing Kirk on here, and I was telling the crew to pull up some of the news out of the stock market today, gold prices, silver prices, but specifically the stock market. But Kirk, let's start it like this. The Fed announces the half-point rate cut last week. Obviously, the market responds. And, you know, there is a bit of honesty here when they say, well, inflation has cooled off, so we decided to cut the interest rates just a little bit. Now, politics usually comes into play here, too. I think that they're trying to help the Democrats, maybe more specifically Biden Harris or Kamala Harris's campaign for president. I think there's no doubt about that. But there, inflation has cooled down. Here's the big lie. Inflation is up 20% and it's basically just held there. So it's not like it's cooled down. It hasn't gone down. It's just, it's gone up and then it stayed up. And so they're saying, oh, we're cutting rates because it's cooled off. So it's like partially honest in that it's held, but it's also dishonest in that it's cooled off and it's probably a political move. So I want to get your comments on that now that we're kind of almost a week into this and the markets have had a bit of a response.
Yeah, I mean, this was very interesting because the Fed has a dilemma. So the Fed's dilemma is this. Do we go into the election with a recession or do we try to stimulate the economy somewhat prior, right? So that's basically what they had to do. So what you just said, I think they are very political, even though they say they're independent, they're not political, they're very political, right? So a 50 basis point reduction or half a point signaled something to the world. And that is, oof, this economy is really sick. They needed to robustly lower interest rates to try to stave off a massive recession, right? That's what a 50 basis point rate cut does. And so this is where Fed Governor Bauman, who was the only lone dissenter of this rate cut move, why did she say that this wasn't a good idea? Well, because she says it signals to the world that actually the economy is pretty sick and they needed to do an aggressive rate cut to try to stimulate it, which basically flies in the face of them saying, we've tackled inflation. It's cooled off. We're doing okay. Wages are okay. Unemployment is not really this big of an issue as we thought it was, right? We're winning. Well, a 50 basis point rate cut doesn't signal that they're winning. So when you look back throughout history, whenever we've had this 50 point like rate cut to start a series of rate cuts, when were the last two big times that this happened? One was in 2000. And one was in 2007. Well, what happened both times? Well, we all know what happened in 2008, 2009. It was ugly. We know what happened in 2000 as well. It was a tech stock bubble, an 80% correction. So a recession followed. Whenever you start a rate cut reduction series, like Jerome Powell said they're going to do with 50 basis points, they don't get a soft landing. So for all the viewers who, what is a soft landing? What is Jerome Powell talking about? A soft landing simply means they're trying to avoid a recession. Well, five out of the last six times, they didn't get a soft landing. We went headlong into a recession. Well, this is what they're trying to avoid. Well, we called it, Owen, on Alex's show couple weeks ago. So the morning of the rate reduction, we said they're going to do 50 basis points. They have to. They're going to try to do whatever they can do to avoid a recession. But the rest of the world thought, it's going to be about a quarter, right? I didn't think that it was. Well, why did I think that? Because they can't go into the election with the R word. They can't go in with a recession. So they're going to do everything they can do. But this signifies that the economy is sick. So if it were really healthy, if unemployment were not a problem, if they tackled inflation, it's like this. It's like going to the doctor and the doctor says, oh, you're healthy, but we're going to give you medicine anyways, right? So it doesn't make sense. It doesn't work that way, right? So things are really happening in an ugly direction for the economy. You know, a couple of things that would signify that are savings rates. Savings rates are now negative. It's like, how in the world can you have a negative savings rate? We've only had this twice, literally twice since 1947. One was in 2008. One was in 2020. What was 2020? It was COVID. Nobody was working. People were digging into their savings and it went negative. 2008, 2009, we know what happened back then. We've got negative savings rate again, which means people aren't just not saving. They're digging into their credit card and, you know, lines of credit. They're digging into their home equity lines of credit. It's negative. This is not good for the economy. And this is why, Owen, that what they're doing is simply not going to work. So let me paint this little quick picture. It's taking me a minute. But if you had zero debt, Owen, who cares if interest rates hit 20 or 30%? If you don't have any debt, you don't have any payments, it doesn't matter where the interest rates go. The flip side of that coin is also true. You could put interest rates to zero to stimulate the economy and cause people to spend and borrow. But if people are living hand to mouth, paycheck to paycheck, and it doesn't matter if interest rates go to zero, they're not going to spend. So what did they just do? What they just did is they said, okay, we know that inflation, wink, wink, hasn't actually been tackled yet, but we're going to lower interest rates to pretend like we're going to stimulate the economy, but it's not going to have the net result that they're hoping for, because I don't care if interest rates go to zero. People don't have enough money to actually spend extra because of Biden's horrible economic plan for America. Bidenomics stinks, Owen. It stinks. And so therefore, it's not going to have the net effect. What it's going to do, and people will see this in time, is it's going to raise prices while the economy is still in recession. People aren't working. Wages are coming down. Unemployment is persisting. That stagflation, like we saw in the late 70s from Carter or in early 80s until Reagan fixed it, it's stagflation on steroids. Economy slowing down, people not working, prices going up. That is the worst policy nightmare for a politician ever, because it's a really difficult outcome. The only outcome, the only way to fix it is to jack up interest rates higher than the inflation rate. And the inflation rate unofficially today is around 15%, not 2, not their target goal, right? It's bad. This is a really bad scenario, but they're going to do everything they can do in an election year to trick people that they're winning.
Well, there's so much to unpack here, but I mean, the economic bomb that they basically lit off in this country, and I'm glad you closed like that, because really what they're saying with this rate cut, let's just pretend it's not a political move for a second, even though I'm sure there's a level of politics involved here. They're basically saying we're not serious about the debt. And of course they aren't. It's, you know, 35 trillion. It might as well be 400 gajillion at this point. So they're saying we don't really care. We're not serious about the debt. We're going to do something to maybe help the economy a little bit ahead of an election cycle. I mean, that's really what they're doing here. But the truth is the damage has already been done. I mean, we are, by definition, already have been in a recession since immediately, as soon as Biden got into the White House after a full fiscal year, we were in a recession. You could say we're in a slight depression. I think that would be fair, too. And when you talk about savings rates, there's another factor that plays in here as well. And a lot of Americans are realizing this. If you have money in the bank, it's losing value. It's losing value at a much quicker rate than it has before. And so people are either trying to get into markets, maybe they're trying to get into the asset column, they're trying to get into precious metals, like you recommend, because they realize having money in the bank is actually depreciating in value because of this inflation. But I want to get into the housing market coming up. But a couple of billionaires came out and they said, because they can see the trends, they see where it's going, and they're billionaires for a reason, they're smart with money. They said, if Kamala Harris gets in, I'm pulling all my money from the markets, not just because maybe they anticipate a market crash, maybe they anticipate the unrealized capital gains tax that she's proposing. Whatever the reason, if some of these big billionaires or even hedge fund managers decide they're going to pull their money from the markets, I don't think people realize what that means. Now, it might not affect you if you're listening to this, if you're not in the stock market or other things, but it will have a major impact on the larger economy. So break that down for people. When a lot of these billionaires that are just economy people, they're not political people, they're just financial people, they don't talk politics, and they say, hey, look, I'm pulling out. I'm done. Everything's going to crash if Harris gets in. I'm pulling out.
Yeah.
What does that mean for the average American?
Well, you have to realize these billionaires, you might like their politics, you might not. Who cares? They're smart investors, right? And what we know about them is they're in it for themselves. They're not going to do something that's going to harm their portfolio. They're going to do something that's good for their portfolio. So when you've got people like Paulson, you've got people like Warren Buffett, you've got people like Jamie Dimon at JP Morgan Chase saying these markets are going to fail. So, well, let's take Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett has sold $7 billion worth of Bank of America shares since July, right? It's like, what? If he thought that the banking sector was going to do well, not only would he not sell them, he would keep them. He would probably add to that position. Well, he's not. Why? Because he doesn't see Bidenomics, which he's, you know, been a supporter of Biden forever. It's like he even thinks Bidenomics stinks. Because when, why do banks fail? Because they're undercapitalized, because their investments go bad. They have more withdrawals than they have inflows going in, right? So he's getting out of Dodge, right? Paulson said, he didn't just say he's getting out of the markets. He says he's getting out of the markets and he's going into gold. So these billionaires are doing something that's tangible and real, wanting to get out of something that they see as collapsing. Well, why do markets collapse? Because they run out of money. They become undercapitalized. I don't care if it's real estate, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, gold, silver, oil, gas. When there's not enough money to buy the goods that they are producing, well, then it starts to crash. Well, that's what they're seeing as the economy as a whole. So I would look at what they're doing. Again, don't look at their politics. Look at what they're doing because they're in it for self-preservation. Right. And all of these billionaires are thinking, this doesn't look so hot, right? We're getting out of Dodge. And, I think we should follow suit. Now it's not just billionaires that are doing that. Central banks around the world are doing the same thing. Central banks print money. Well, what are they accumulating? Like there's nobody's business. They're accumulating gold. What are they getting rid of? U.S. treasuries like it's yesterday's garbage. They're getting rid of treasuries. They're buying gold. Poland last month was the largest purchaser of gold in the world. India has a massive influx of gold going into its system. And why? Why is this? Right? Well, because they don't see that the global economy is healthy. They see a change in the banking system as we know it. And when you look at the unrealized losses, this is insane, Owen. When you look at the unrealized losses that banks have on their balance sheets, it's seven times worse than it was in 2008 on the last crisis that we had. Seven times worse. We're not talking about something small here. Because in 2008, 2009, the markets came down about 40%. They have unrealized losses that are seven times that right now. And this is why I think the billionaires are looking to get out of Dodge. They're doing something that's tangible, that's real, that brings them to a point of safety because they're in this for self-preservation.
Well, I try to look at the real life things. I mean, I read enough and listen to enough news. I can sound financially wonky, but I don't really, I'm not really the financial guy. I don't really like getting into the financial wonk. I look at it, okay, where is my price at the pump? Where is my grocery bill? Where is my energy bill? Another important one, I think, is the housing market. And I think that this is probably the best way for the average American, and maybe they've gone through this, they've seen this themselves, or for them to kind of understand where the larger economy is at. You know, owning a home is it's a big goal. It's part of the American dream, owning your home or being able to get into the housing market. And I like following real estate prices just because it's fun and it's interesting to me. And you never know when you might want to move. And so you want to be informed when you make that decision. And I'm looking at a situation in Austin, and I'm sure it's like this everywhere, where basically the house that I have now, I could move out of the house that I have now, move into a house of the same value virtually, have a larger down payment, like let's say double even, more, I think triple even. I could have a much larger down payment than I made on the house that I have now for a house of the same value. And I would be paying more. I would be paying more in my interest rates. I would be paying more in my monthly mortgage. And so that's like the larger story here. There's no upward mobility in this economy. That's you want to talk about stagflation. That's it. That's it right there. And I think a lot of people are looking at this now, and this is all by design. There's a reason why it's turning into a renter's economy. Because people look at these numbers and they look at how much they're paying in taxes or interest rates, and it basically negates the payments on a monthly basis. Then you say, well, what about the equity? Okay, well, let's apply that. Well, your equity gets nullified because of the interest rates too. I mean, so you want to talk about what is stagflation? I mean, that's it right there. No upward mobility when you are trying to get into the asset column, or more specifically, get into the housing market, get some equity, make some down payments, get your next house, whatever, and it just, boom, you can't move upward.
I mean, you hit the nail on the head. I think that was a brilliant thing to say, because people are stuck. Stagflation is basically people are stuck. There's no option. So, like, for example, our office building that we own here in Denver, we purchased it 2 years ago. If I were to sell it today, I'm not interested in selling it. We have an amazing team and we have an amazing company. But I talked to a realtor friend of mine just to get the pulse, like you do. And I said, hey, what would it be if we tried to sell our office building? Oh, it's like down 50%. I said, down 50% in 2 years? What about the, it's like, is that just my area of downtown Denver? He said, no, that's Denver as a whole. I said, well, what about residential real estate? It's like, ah, I don't know about that. I'm a commercial guy. So I asked a residential real estate, you know, person, you know what? We're seeing prices come down like good grief. $1 million houses are coming down a couple hundred thousand, like 20% reductions just in the last couple of months. People need to get out because their wages are down. And yet if they were to sell, they can't get into anything that's any better because by the interest rates are so much higher than when they purchased. This is stagflation as a core. So China, for example, going through the same thing that we are, their economy is in a huge depressive state. So what did they just decide to do this morning, Owen? This morning, they're doing a 500 billion yuan stimulus. They're reducing everyone's mortgage rates that they're paying by 0.5%. They're lowering the reserve requirement at banks so banks can lend out more money. It is the biggest governmental stimulus program in the history of the world, and China's tanking. Well, all of these things, what does that say to one of the world's largest economies? It means inflation is coming because everything, you know, injecting 500 billion yuan into the system.
Well, geez, inflation. This is crazy. I didn't even hear about that. That's pretty big news. So wait, so then who's in worse state than China or us?
I mean, we're both the same.
That's crazy.
It's abysmal. I mean, wait till you look at the news. I mean, it all started coming out 30 minutes ago. You've been on the air. So this is all coming out. What happened since it came out? Silver's up well over a dollar. It's up to over $32 an ounce. Gold is soaring. You know, when we look at what China is doing to stimulate the economy, I mean, a 0.5 billion yuan stimulus, lowering everybody's interest rates 0.5 point, reducing the reserve requirements to force banks to lend out more money. This is inflation at its core. And so for the stupid Biden-Harris, you know, ticket or whatever you want to call it, their current administration, and then Harris going into it thinking, we've won this battle against inflation. It's like, oh my word, you've got another thing coming. Inflation, we haven't even seen the beginning of it yet. And now, Owen, I was watching your first part of the show before I came on. When you've got wars all over the world, it's not necessarily that we're in World War III, but we're in a world at war, right? When you've got Middle East conflict and Russia and Ukraine and China and Taiwan, and then you've got economic warfare between countries. And India just cut out on the biggest trade deal in the world with China because they said they're not opaque with their economic policies and we don't trust them. It's like, what? Is this a fracturing of the BRICS nations? Is India really going to pull away from China? And why in the world are they the one of the largest importers of gold over the last months? What's going on here? It's conflict. It's economic warfare. It's political warfare. It's geopolitical warfare. All of this strikes fear into the hearts and minds of people. And this is causing metals prices, but really a function of China's moves this morning. Silver up over dollar. Look, silver's up over 4% this morning alone. Literally, just today. And people are saying, the foundations around us are eroding. We're afraid of the stock market collapsing. What are we going to do? It's like, reallocate into safety. I mean, when the foundations are eroding, this is when precious metals, something that's real, tend to do really, really well. And we're seeing that play out right underneath our nose today.
Well, and look, I'm not calling for the suffering of the Chinese people here. I don't want them to have an economic collapse. But it, when you look at it, really, it puts, if we had a smart leader, like, I don't know, maybe Donald Trump, I mean, it puts us in such a strong negotiation position with China right now. Because, I mean, if we stop manufacturing goods there, if we put tariffs on goods that are coming in, I mean, China has no choice. I mean, China is basically going to have to do whatever the hell we want in a negotiation like that. But right now, we've got an empty White House, so they're not going to take advantage.
They're not going to take advantage. And the Harris campaign is saying that Donald Trump's idea of taxing, you know, putting tariffs and excise taxes on foreign goods is stupid. And it's going to cause prices to go up and Americans are going to hurt because of it. It's like temporarily, for a brief moment in time, sure, I could follow that theory. But you know what happens? When foreign goods are more expensive because there's tariffs on them, that ultimately hurts those countries that are impacting America negatively. And it's going to be a net positive because people are going to buy American.
Well, it's like when Kirk Elliott goes to the gym.
They're going to buy American.
When Kirk Elliott goes to the gym and bench presses 300 pounds, there's a little pain there, but then he gets stronger afterwards.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely, that it's the same principle. And jobs always follow manufacturing. So if we're producing stuff that people want to buy because it's less expensive because there's tariffs on foreign goods, jobs are going to come back. When jobs come back, people spend more money. Government revenues go up, sales tax revenues, income tax revenues, property tax revenues. It's like, oh, wait, Kirk, there's not going to be any income tax because Trump wants to obliterate it and go with tariffs. It's like, sweet, that even doubles the deal in an amazing way. So Trump's got an amazing plan, and we better hope and pray that Harris does not win, because if she does, it's the end of the Republic economically. This is in a world where there's no guarantees, that's a guarantee.
Now, people really understand that, though. The more I talk to people that aren't even political, I mean, they just get that just from 4 years of Trump and then 4 years of the Democrats. Kirk Elliott, thank you for your time. KEPM.com/gold. If you do want to get into precious metals or put some of your savings in precious metals, something a little more stable right now, Kirk is your guy. KEPM.com/gold or 720-605-3900. Kirk, thank you for your time. We'll speak again soon.
My pleasure. See you, Alan.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be joined by Mike Adams coming up next. The big breaking news, and we got a lot of other stuff coming up.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller. Years ago, we've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine is literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks, they're the trailblazers, they're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrants at point-blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
First time outside of the live audience that was there at the Tucker Carlson live event with Alex Jones. We're going to be airing the whole thing for you coming up here in just a half an hour on the Alex Jones Show. And then Mike Adams is going to be taking over. We also have Alex Jones. He has just breached the building, so we may be hearing from him soon as well. I'm going to get into some of this political news and some of this geopolitical news that we have on the desk here coming up as well. But to kind of follow up with the economic discussion we just had, policy, policy, policy. Policy, policy, policy. That's what drives the economy. So when you have bad policy, you have a bad economy. And these are decisions that are made. And it's been Republicans and Democrats over the years. Now it's just squarely Democrats. Here's an example of a bad policy that will always fail. Chipotle starts replacing workers with robots to bypass California's minimum wage laws. So two things have happened. Two things have happened in California since the minimum wage laws. Now again, inherently a minimum wage policy or law is going to cause problems, if not be an unmitigated disaster. When they first passed the minimum wage increase laws, dozens of California businesses went out of business. Because why? They couldn't afford to pay the employees the minimum wage. Their margins were too slim. The minimum wage wiped out their margins, and so they had to shut down. So there you go. So a minimum wage law is already anti-free market capitalism, quite frankly, inherently. So, oh, you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions type of situation. Well, now it's just robots replacing the workers. So how do you think that's going to go? Bad policy. And they'll do the same thing with the new service economy of drivers and ride shares, very big in California. Eventually, that'll just be replaced by cars that drive themselves. It's probably farther away than they thought it would be, but that'll be it. So it's the same thing. Bad policy hurts the economy. And they do this at virtually every stage of the process. And it's mostly because some of these decisions over the years are just made by corrupt politicians, bought and paid for politicians. It's funny enough, I'm just seeing this, it made it pop in my head. Did you guys ever see the new Good Burger movie, Good Burger 2? The classic from the 90s, Good Burger. They redid it a year or so ago, and it's all about the robots taking over the fast food industry. That's like the dilemma in the movie. Go figure. But that's right. It's like, how did you not see that coming? Oh, we're going to increase minimum wage. Okay, well, the businesses that margins are too slow, they can't pay it, they're going to shut down. And then eventually the larger corporations are just going to switch to robots. So there you go. Same thing for drivers. Oh, well, they don't want to pay the driver anymore, so they'll just have an automatic car. So really, if you're going to look into policy, and again, it's still anti-free market capitalist. If you're just a purist there, even to write laws against robots working jobs or driving cars, you could argue would be anti-free market capitalist. But they've already got automatic driving cars on the road. I mean, how do you feel about that? But see, that's just one little aspect. all these taxes, unrealized capital gains tax, shipping the jobs and manufacturing overseas. All these things have been bad for the U.S. economy. That's why we're where we're at today.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWars MD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWars MD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Watch me.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Hey. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about.
Well, the Democrats know their only chance to beat Trump is to cheat, just like they did in 2020. And that's why they are never going to vote for the SAVE Act. That's why they're against voter ID. That's why they're against voter signature verification. That's why they're against clearing the voter rolls of illegal or dead voters. All these legal battles are going on right now. Republicans have had some victories. Democrats have had some victories. This is the real, this is the real election in a way. It's not even going to be decided at the ballot box. It's going to be decided in the courtrooms. It's going to be decided at state Supreme Courts. Can you clear the voter rolls? Court says yes, they're cleared. Okay, that's probably a Trump victory. Court says no, illegal votes remain on the voter rolls. Probably a Biden or a Harris victory. Go down the list. Voter signature verification laws. Do they get passed? Probably Trump victory. Do they get rejected? Probably Harris victory. So really, it's crazy to think. And we talk about threat to democracy, Trump versus Harris. No, the real election is being fought in the courts right now. And the RNC knows it. To their credit, and they don't have the highest batting average. It's increased a little bit. They got a little bit of a hitting streak going with the new leadership, but still not a very good batting average. But they get it. This election is going to be won or lost in the courts, not at the ballot box. They get that. But here's the latest now. Democrats are against hand-counting ballots. The candidate for the Democrat Party, Kamala Harris, went to Capitol Hill as a senator and railed against voting machines. She said they can be rigged. She said they can steal elections. And she said we need paper ballots hand counted. That was Kamala Harris, I believe it was 2018, when she did that presentation at Congress. That's the Democrat candidate for president, Kamala Harris. Used to be against voting machines. Used to be for paper ballots. Well, where are the Democrats at now with Kamala as their candidate? Senator Raphael Warnock claims Georgia's hand-counted ballot rules subvert democracy. This was a victory. By the way, Trump will win Georgia. I think it's one of the surest bets you can make in this election. And I get why you'd be afraid after how they stole it in 2020. They're going to mitigate the steal, folks. The Republicans are not going to go home when there's a fake water main break so that the Democrat poll watchers can stuff secret tranches of ballots into the ballot machines when nobody's looking. That's literally on camera. The Republicans are also aware, because the Democrats got caught, people were arrested, that in Fulton County, Atlanta, the Democrats were quadruple counting ballots to increase Biden's lead in Georgia. So they won't be able to do those two tactics So I don't think they win. And now they're talking about hand counting ballots. Why are the Democrats against hand counting ballots? It's not just Democrat Senator Warnock. Former Democrat Representative Steffi Murphy, she goes on Meet the Press. Democrats terrified of hand counting ballots. Ex-Democrat representative calls it a danger to democracy. For the majority of this country's history, we hand counted ballots. Was that a danger to democracy? Tell me why hand counting ballots would be a danger to democracy, according to Democrats. We all know why. They know they're going to lose Georgia now, folks. Their whole gig has been caught. Their fake water main break. Their triple counting ballots. And they cleared the voter rolls, too. So, I mean, yeah, Georgia's going for Trump. And I guess their last-ditch effort was trying to stop ballots from being hand-counted. I mean, I'd love to hear the explanation for that from these Democrats. They say it creates an opportunity to sow misinformation. Hand counting a ballot? It's about as organic as it gets. And then they say, oh, January 6th, and it'll cause people to riot again. What? Interesting. No, they're afraid of losing Georgia now because the steal is being stopped before. See, that's a proactive situation this time, not a reactive situation like 2020. That's good. But they need all the help they can get. Former congressional candidate and Democrat Sammy Ravello leaves the Democrat Party, hosts Trump rally in downtown Manhattan. Is New York in play? I don't really think so. I mean, you want to talk about voter fraud, New York City. I don't know. Maybe people really do love the Democrats that much in New York City. I don't know. I don't really see it. But maybe they really do love that Democrat Party so much in New York City. Arab American Democrat mayor of Hamtramck, Michigan, endorses President Trump. Is Michigan in play? I still say no. I think they'll steal it out of Detroit. But too big to rig is the story. Hamtramck mayor, big Muslim population, big immigrant population. Amir Ghalib, Arab American Democrat, has thrown his support behind former President Donald Trump. He met with Trump last week in Flint and came out and endorsed him and had nothing but positive things to say. So, but again, that's going to be whose votes are going to be counted in Detroit, who's going to be poll watching in Detroit. It's all just going to come down to Detroit. Are they going to deliver 350,000 ballots at 3:30 in the morning in Detroit, just like they did in 2020, and then flip the state for Biden? Hey, as long as you stop that, yeah, Trump will definitely win Michigan, but you got to stop that. But they might need 500,000 ballots delivered at 3:30 this time. But they'll say, oh, we can't announce. And they're already building that up, by the way. We might not know the results of the election until weeks after. Well, why is that? Well, for the same reason you didn't get Trump declared the winner in Michigan or in Wisconsin or in Pennsylvania or in Georgia until the day after, because Trump was winning in those states all day long, the entire day, up till 3 o'clock in the morning. He was winning. Any other election, they would have called it. But they said, oh, no, we don't know. We don't know. Mail-in ballots. And then in every single one of those states, hundreds of thousands of ballots for Biden showed up at the perfect amount, at the perfect time, and they flipped for Biden, and then they called it. Nothing suspicious about that. Hey, this Republican Party can't even talk the truth about the assassination attempts on Donald Trump. They can't even talk the truth about stolen elections either. So what do you expect? A bunch of losers. Democrat voter makes powerful case for voting for President Trump on C-SPAN call-in show. So the Democrat Party voter is kind of going one or two ways right now. Either one, they're calling into C-SPAN saying, yep, this is great, we need to kill President Trump. Or they're calling into C-SPAN and they're saying, I'm leaving the Democrat Party. It's totally psychotic. I don't recognize it anymore. I'm out. I'm voting for Trump. That's pretty much where you're at. Chicago man completely destroys Biden-Harris regime for city's illegal immigrant crisis. This is Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's fault. That's every city council now in Chicago. Every single time. Now, again, in fact, pull this up. Pull up Illinois. You can, any election, doesn't even matter. Pull up Illinois 2020 presidential election, 2016, doesn't matter. You'll see the same thing pretty much every time. Illinois has like four blue counties, usually, and the rest are all red. Illinois is a red state. Okay? But because of the dense population and the Democrats running Chicago, Illinois goes blue every single time for decades. If the people of Chicago are not going to be voting Democrat, Illinois goes red. I'm not saying Illinois is in play. I'm just saying if the black population of Chicago is, I mean, you have all these different groups. Yeah, there's your Illinois, map. Does that look like a red or a blue state? Okay. And by the way, that you never get a Republican senator out of Illinois because the Democrats rewrote the rules. This is why the originalists understand how Democrats steal elections, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I don't want to give you a history lesson here, but pull the map back up. It used to be that the state legislatures would choose the senator. So that way, population dense areas, just like we have in our national elections, they used to do the same thing on our state elections so that population dense areas could not determine the outcome for a state. So you might have a population dense blue area. The rest of the state is red. You're sending two Republican senators to Congress. They rewrote the rules, they made it a popular vote, and now the Democrats steal Senate seats too. If you go back to the originalist interpretation, then the Democrats would never win the House because they wouldn't be able to gerrymander and say, oh, it's racist for these downtown areas to only get Democrats. We need to gerrymander because it's racist, and these white populations outside of the cities, they need black voters controlling their outcomes too. So they redistrict them, they siphon off just as many votes as they need from the cities, not to lose the cities, but to gain the suburbs, and then they steal your House seats, and then they steal your Senate seats. In the originalist interpretation of how this country was supposed to be politically decided, the Democrats would have never, ever controlled the Senate, not once. And the Democrats probably would never control the House either. Not one time. Not a single time. These are thieves. Why do you think they don't want voter ID? Why do you think they don't want proof of citizenship? Why do you think they love mail-in ballots? Why do you think they want illegals pouring in here to vote and change the populations and change the Electoral College? So back to the issue, though. If black Americans who supposedly always vote Democrat in Chicago, if they're showing up at every single city council meeting, if they're having dozens of different activist groups marching in support of Trump, then how do the Democrats win Illinois? Which they will. Now they're going after Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina. He's running for governor now, Mark Robinson. They're having all kinds of hit pieces on him because they know Trump is about to win North Carolina, and they're thinking if we can hurt Mark Robinson, then we can hurt Trump as well. So that's why they're going after Mark Robinson in North Carolina. But he's only gotten more hardcore, and so that's probably a good thing. But it's funny, isn't it? You know, the Democrats pretend like they love black people so much. They do, until you don't vote for Democrats, then they hate you. See how that works? Oh, sure, the Democrats, they love black Americans so much. But then if they find out you don't vote Democrat, That love disappears real fast, doesn't it? I mean, it just flies away. That's how they operate. All right, let's look at some of this geopolitical news here. Remember, we're going to be hearing from Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson coming up next. This is going to be the first premiere of this video. Alex was live with Tucker last night on stage. We're going to air the actual HD for the first time coming up in the next segment. And remember to also get your entries into the raffle for the truck at thealexjonesstore.com. Get your entries ready to go. All you got to do is go there and purchase one of the great hats, one of the great t-shirts, and so much more. By the way, you'll be on there if you're a longtime InfoWars listener, and you'll see things in that store that you haven't seen for a while. We went way back into the archives, and we brought back some of the first t-shirts ever sold from InfoWars. Some of the first InfoWars t-shirts are back at thealexjonesstore.com. Not to mention new designs as well. Also new hats as well. It's all at thealexjonesstore.com. And with your purchase, you will get entries into the raffle to win that mountain of a truck. One of the coolest trucks I've ever seen. With each purchase, you get a raffle entry. So cool InfoWars t-shirt, classic InfoWars t-shirt, Alex Jones t-shirt, hats, and entries into the raffle to win that epic truck. You want to anger a liberal? You want to anger a Democrat? Just drive that truck around. they're gonna freak out. Tell you that. All right. Now to the geopolitical news. Pentagon sends more U.S. troops to Middle East as Israel declares state of emergency and strikes Lebanon. This situation is truly out of control, ladies and gentlemen. And make no bones about it. Your Congress is owned by the Israeli lobby, and so are your local governments as well. I don't understand. I really would like to know why we have absolute demonic freaks like Josh Shapiro signing bombs. War is a nasty thing. Sometimes it might be a necessary thing. But what kind of a sick, demented freak puts their signature on a bomb? I mean, you're like a mass murderer. You're the American psycho. Nikki Haley, same thing. I mean, that bird, that demon bird freak, Nikki Haley, what a sick freak. I hope she gets nowhere near a Trump administration should he win. What is that? Who thinks that's a good idea? Who thinks that's good politics? Who thinks that's good optics? Putting your signature on a bomb meant to do mass destruction and mass casualties. You're sick. You are a demented freak. And you should be nowhere near government. If you're so demented in the head, if you're so lusting for blood, you should not be anywhere near government power. If Josh Shapiro wants to sign a bomb, then he should sign up for the military and go strap on a weapon and go fight. That absolute phony tough man. Just like Zelensky. And they're both up there signing bombs. But then there's Israel. The world is pissed off about the pager story. And you do have an international criminal court, and you do have the UN, and you have rules of war now, if you will. The U.S. cannot do a drone strike in a foreign country without getting clearance. But Israel can put bombs in cell phones and pagers and blow people up all over. People in grocery stores, driving cars, next to children. It doesn't matter. And look, I'm of the same opinion. I don't care. Israel, do whatever you want. Good luck in the Middle East. I want nothing to do with it. I want to decouple from it entirely. I don't want to support any of it. So if Israel wants to launch war with these countries, if Israel wants to go to war with Iran, if Israel wants to take the Gaza Strip, if Israel now wants to invade and take Lebanon, have at it. Good luck. I'm out. I want nothing to do with it. I don't want the U.S. military to have anything to do with it. I don't want U.S. blood or treasure to have anything to do with it. You're on your own. Good luck. Have fun. Have at it. Go for the Gaza Strip. Go for Lebanon. Go for the West Bank. Go for all of it. Do whatever you got to do. Put bombs in kids' cell phones. I don't care. Go ahead. I'm out. I don't want anything to do with it. But so here's what happens. Yesterday, as more troops are about to go to the Middle East, folks, that's what I'm saying. They will send troops for Israel's war again. But here's the truth. Israel gets a lot of support from the American people. Israel gets a lot of support from American Christians. At least traditionally that's been the case. For good, for bad, propaganda, whatever, that's been the case. Well, that's waning big time. Younger Americans have no interest in supporting Israel. They're either indifferent or they don't like Israel. And so that's kind of a generational thing, but also I think Israel's aggression in the region recently has turned a lot of Americans off. I think Netanyahu's aggression has turned a lot of Americans off. I think the awareness of AIPAC and its massive spending in our Congress has turned a lot of Americans off. So Israel has kind of lost the moral high ground. They've lost the social support. So what happens yesterday? Dozens, if not hundreds of congressmen and women get on their social media accounts and talk about how great Israel is and how we must support Israel no matter what, and we must send them more weapons and they must destroy the terrorists, clearly by design. When dozens, if not hundreds of congressmen and women put up the exact same post on their social media, and every single one of them is bought and paid for by AIPAC, you know that's the situation. So they're getting ready for a larger war. I don't know what Israel's final plan is. You know, the irony is, this is the geopolitical irony. They say Russia wants to move into Europe. They say Russia has a larger Russia plan, Soviet Union plans, Russia wants to go into Europe. That's complete hogwash. They might want to go into Kiev. They might want to go up to Kiev. But they're not going to go into Europe. They're not going to go into these NATO countries. So that's a total lie. Israel actually has public plans for greater Israel. And now it looks like they're going into Lebanon. So Russia bad. They want to do expansions. They want to do invasions. We have to fund Ukraine. That's bad. When Russia wants to do invasions that don't even exist into Europe, that's bad. When Israel actually has plans to go into Gaza, West Bank, and now Lebanon, that's good. That's good. There's your geopolitical irony for the day. Taiwan is scolding Israel for the Pagers thing. The UN is scolding them. But why do they get away with it? Well, because they got U.S. They got the U.S. government as their guard dog, their bodyguard, and so they get away with it all. And then there's Ukraine. Let's plow through this before Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson next. Ukraine needs to be realistic and give up territory to Russia, says Czech president. I don't know if Russia is going to give the territory that they have already gained without a war. I don't know if they want to go all the way to Kiev or beyond. Putin has said, just promise not to join NATO and get your weapons off of our doorstep and we'll stop. And instead they say, no, we're going to make Ukraine part of NATO and we're going to send more weapons. So Putin says, okay, well, do you want nuclear war then? Zelensky claims war is close to ending while escalating the war. Yeah, he's just signing bombs and lobbying Congress for more weapons and long-range missiles that he can strike Russia. But he's trying to end the war. Trump, meanwhile, is serious. He says he'll end the war before he even gets into office. I believe him. But, I mean, it's just crazy that Americans don't take this stuff more offensively. Are politicians signing bombs and Zelensky touring Congress like every other month, demanding we support their war? You know, we got our own problems here. We got our own open borders here. We got our own economy collapsing here. But hey, Ukraine, we love you guys so much.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation
circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWars MD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller. Years ago, we've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine is literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well because the left's always acting like they're the Mavericks. They're the trailblazers. They're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globals. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the outlaw.
Fight the tyrants at Point Blank Range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Good, Alex Jones. And Tucker Carlson on the stage last night. You also had an exclusive interview. Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson were going to air here for the first time coming up. But here's a couple clips from last night's event. Tucker Carlson confused how Biden voters have maintained so much wealth and power, even though they don't seem to do anything. Clip 10.
Is that creating? When's the last time someone built something beautiful and useful in Reddit? When's the last time one of your leaders was like, no, we're going to make it better in Reddit? No, it's been a long time. Josh Shapiro hasn't done it. But the one thing they are good at is seizing the moral high ground. Immediately. No matter what they're doing, whether it's giving drugs to junkies, crack pipes to crackheads, abetting the largest example of human trafficking in the history of the West, which is what they're doing right now, is they move 15 million people illegally into our country from around the world. The girls get sold off to coyotes. They did that. They're human traffickers at scale. No, that's just a fact. By the way, that's not a crackpot opinion. That's just true. And yet they turn to you, every person in this room, the people with useful jobs, the kind of jobs that actually are essential, and they're like, you're just bad people. Really? Oh, you're bad people? Really? There was an analysis that Bobby Kennedy told me this, and I checked it, it's true. In the last election, Biden voters are 70% of the wealth in the United States, and Trump voters are 30%. And I thought to myself, on the one hand, it's like, okay, Republican Party's now the party of working class people, great. But then I thought, how did they get 70% of the wealth? They don't do anything, actually. They have no skills. There's nothing they do that we really need. In fact, most of it's bad. I mean, ask yourself, if your average Biden voter somehow, like, had pulled out of the workforce, would you be okay? No, I'm really... Like, how long do you think this country could survive without private equity? A week? Or we all just starve to death? How long could you and your family make it without a DEI consultant on site? And say, Mommy, I need a DEI consultant. I need it now. I need it now. Honestly, I need a school counselor or some heavyset nurse who's going to give this video trans. I need that. Honestly, I need Tim Walz talking to me on my sex life in high school. Really, I need a creep like Tim. No, I do. I need it. I need it bad. Yeah, that guy's not creepy. Okay. Bark at Tim Walz and he came over to my house 100%. Oh yeah, they would. They'd back him into a corner. I'd be like, stop that! And they wouldn't stop. Because they know. But the point is, that entire, not just political party, but class of people has created an entire economy and credentialing system to reward themselves with money and power that is not deserved.
Yes, sir.
That's exactly true. I don't like to swear, but the phrase bullshit jobs is a real thing. Those are all bullshit jobs, every single one. And yet, they're lecturing people who, I don't know, plumb your house. Keep you from getting murdered. Put out the fires when they start. Rescue you after a car crash on the highway. Build the building you live in. Pave the road you drive on. Grow the food you eat. Out, honey. You can call your average college administrator to save you. My brother-in-law in Philadelphia right now, here, great people. And how is that city doing? I mean, it's a reliable source of political power for creeps like Josh Shapiro, because it's easy to rig it in Philadelphia. And that's what we spend all our time talking about. But what we never talk about is the zombies walking under public transportation there. And they're not zombies, actually. They're Americans with names. And they're dying. And he doesn't care. And giving them a safe place to shoot up is not love. It's hate. That's hate. I don't care what they call it. And that's what I mean about language.
Now, there's really not a Democrat. I mean, Tucker Carlson is a talk show host. He's a broadcaster. He's a journalist. There's nobody on the left that could do what Tucker is doing right now, traveling and touring. Reminds me of the Rush to Excellence tour. Some people may know about that, Rush Limbaugh years ago, and then Rush became the biggest conservative broadcaster ever. Is Tucker Carlson on that trajectory? Tucker Carlson live tour? Rush to Excellence tour? Point is, there's no one on the left that could do that. There's nobody. There's no Democrat politician that can do what Trump does. We are the majority. We just got to find a way to take back our country from these thieves and to stop them from stealing any more power. Now, we debut an interview. Alex Jones interviewing Tucker Carlson. First time going on the air now. Tucker Carlson is going to release eventually the whole event with Alex and himself on stage. But this is a bit of a different thing. Instead of Tucker Carlson interviewing Alex Jones on the stage, this is Alex Jones interviewing Tucker Carlson, never before seen. We debut it for you right here on The Alex Jones Show.
With only 43 days, that's 1,000 hours, to the most important election in world history. I know it's a cliche, but it's really happening now. Everybody can feel it and see it. We're with America's favorite populist journalist, Tucker Carlson. Tucker.
Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
Well,
in your hotel suite here in whatever city we're in Pennsylvania.
At a secret location. I saw him in the restaurant, ran over and stalked him and said, you got to come up before you go to your big event tonight. He said, sure, I'll give you a few minutes. So, Tucker, wow, a lot of serious stuff going on. You want to kind of repeat what you were just saying before we started taping here? For pretty powerful
stuff. Well, first of all, it's not my event. It's your event tonight. I'm interviewing you, and I can't wait in Reading, Pennsylvania. But no, I was just saying, we're just discussing the news, and, you know, you can feel that evil is on the march, actually, and we don't have the benefit of straightforward behavior. So it's not like they're, you know, wearing tunics and jackboots and marching down our streets of our village. But they are on the march and they're crushing people, throwing people we know into prison, torturing them into compliance. And I was just saying, we're saying, oh, what's going to happen in the election? We're talking about it off camera. And of course, I don't know. I'm always wrong in my predictions, but I have a strong feeling of hope and I'm not afraid at all. I don't know why, because I think victory is coming. And by victory, I mean specifically the victory of the human spirit over the machine, which is trying to crush it, which is anti-human and non-human, I would say. But I'm not afraid for some reason. I'm not exactly sure why. It's not like I'm so rich or something that I'm not afraid. I'm not. But I'm not afraid because I feel on some deep animal level that these people just aren't going to win. I mean, there may be short-term victories. I don't know. But there will be no long-term victories for these people.
I totally agree. I mean, the awakening I'm seeing and the desperation. And Biden today saying I'm not allowed to have little girls on stage with me, but I still do. I mean, fiction could not be this creepy. Kamala Harris, never knowing what planet she's on. And then just all the fabulous corruption and all the, in Europe, arresting people for speech. And then Hillary saying we're going to arrest Americans for speech and passing laws in California to do it. This is not the stuff of a group that's confident and in power, is it, Tucker?
Well, I just saw a photograph of Josh Shapiro, who's the governor of Pennsylvania, who's evil. I'm not saying that lately. With Zelensky, who was campaigning for Kamala Harris and Democrats, using U.S. military aircraft to get around, using our tax dollars.
Here in Pennsylvania right now.
He's campaigning right now in the key swing state today as we speak. And I saw Josh Shapiro signing artillery shells with his name. They're going to kill Russians in a war that we have not declared against Russia. We'll kill civilians. And I thought, the evil is just open. Can you imagine signing an artillery shell that's going to be used to kill civilians in a war that you're not even in?
When it's the biggest nuclear power in the world, what'd you make of Biden going, yeah, we don't want the blame, but go ahead and use the storm shadows? When is that going to happen? Russia says that'll be a declaration of war.
No, but just the bloodlust, just the delight they take in killing and in blood. I mean, it tells you exactly who they are. These people are thrilled by the idea of ending human life. They worship abortion. They worship war. They worship euthanasia. They worship killing other human beings. And maybe it's just my age or something, but I've never seen it with the clarity I see it with now. And I see it as just undisguised evil, which is what they are.
Why do you think the death cult is so undisguised now?
Probably a combination of factors. They are afraid. They understand they don't have the consent of the people they govern. So, like, the democracy talk is not only ridiculous, it's the opposite of the truth. There's, you know, it's not democracy, of course. And I think they know that, and it makes them nervous. But I also think that we're just at that point in history where, you know, whatever this is taking off its mask. You know, and like replacing Easter with Transvisibility Day and, you know, signing artillery shells. They're going to be used to murder Russian civilians who have, you know, nothing to do with any of this.
And the trans thing is literally taking youth, confusing them and then destroying their future. It's making sterilization.
Well, it's destroying purity, which is the whole point. I mean, that's why people molest children. It's not because they're so inherently sexually attractive. They're not even pubescent. There's no sexual attraction.
It's an evil ritual.
It's a ritual designed to defile purity. That's the point. That's what gets them off. That's what gets all of these people off. It's not that killing civilians is like sort of a sad byproduct of some policy. It's that killing civilians is the point. It's what turns them on. We have power. We're going to kill you. So it's no, but that's absolutely real. It's not about sex. It's not about war. It's about destroying purity.
I got a quick story and I got to go. Boom. There's a few more questions. You've been gracious. I remember it was a New York Times article, or maybe it was a Washington Post, back in the middle of the Second Gulf War. I think it was like 2006 or so. And Richard Perle, they call him the Prince of Darkness, 400 pounds, can't even find his ass at both hands, definitely can't get a woman. He sidles up, back when the New York Times would still tell the truth occasionally, to a bunch of gorgeous female reporters, and they ignore him, and he goes, "Don't you know who I am?" And he says, "I kill a lot of people." They went, "Ugh." I mean, imagine the job of the, "I kill a lot of people," and Obama, "You know, I'm really good at killing people with predator drones." And the guy probably could win a fist fight. There's something inherently sick and twisted and also stunted about that.
Oh, I remember Paul Wolfowitz very, very well early in the war on terror, the goal of the GWAT. Showing up in some country that had supposedly some Islamist militia who was going to go to the scene, and he was carrying in a shoulder holster a 45, a 1911 style handgun, and I was like, which I shoot for fun, and I'm like, wow, that's a 45. Does Paul Wolfowitz know what side the bullet comes out of? And I remember thinking, he doesn't need that. It just turns him on. To dress up like a cowboy or a...
He's guarded by Blackwater.
No, 100%. But it was all part of the violence fantasy. And up until that point, I thought it was geopolitical strategy. Like, they really had hopes of, like, turning the Middle East into democracies to make the region more peaceful. I didn't understand at all, because I was too close to it, that the whole point was killing people. The whole point was extinguishing human life.
And I've heard you speak before about being in Baghdad and actually the real combat type stuff. That's kind of what really accelerated your awakening.
Well, yeah. I mean, I learned so much. It completely changed my life. I mean, I didn't do anything particularly dramatic. I was just there. But it was so different from what I expected, and I was so horrified by the fact that I had supported it tepidly. But still, you know, I was part of the problem for sure. And the second I said that out loud, like, wow, I can't believe I supported this. They all attacked me.
That's good.
Well, I guess, but it's taken me 20 years to really figure out what this is about, but it's not about politics at all. It's about something much deeper than that. I think people are seeing that clearly.
All right, last question. So you're grateful. We got to get
the car. I love this.
I'm so grateful. Well, tell us when you got to cut it off. We have to get the car and drive from the secret town to the big town. We're outside town. Trump, I've seen him recently, you know, I know you talk a lot too, saying, you know, the new media is kind of really giving a run for its money. The old media, no, that was 15, 20 years ago. The independent media is the media. I mean, your show, some of it 300 million views, average show 50, 100 million. My show's 5, 10 million. Trump goes on with Elon, a billion. You know, people clicked on it. They say 700 million listen more than 15 minutes. And still, Trump and everybody and J.D. Vance are all the time trying to get on CNN and even Fox to a certain extent. Those are tiny audiences, sure, to the nursing homes. But I mean, really, Tucker Carlson's much bigger because he's now direct to the people. And I see it as that final illusion, even people like Trump, as it falls away and they realize, wait, the old dinosaur media is dinosaur media. It's extinct. It's dead. It's not hanging on by its fingernails, but it has that final illusion, like a fable or a legend that still has power. The older politicians, the Mitch McConnells, still bow down and are scared of what CNN says. Can you speak to that in the now RFK Jr.? Since we're talking a lot to Trump, Trump's going to bring in people like Senator Paul, Massey, RFK Jr. to help him really drain the swamp by getting the right people in up front. Something Trump admits he messed up on 8 years ago, and this time I think that's why the deep state is so scared. That's two big questions at the same time, Doug.
Well, I just think there's always a lag between reality and people's understanding of it. We're all caught in the past. We all think that the country is very different from what it actually is, and its power centers are very different from what they actually are. And I see that in my own life. I mean, I got a text today from Jeremy Barr at the Washington Post. When it was in Politico before, I read the Washington Post in high school, you know, every day. 1985, I was reading the Washington Post. And the Washington Post is just like so discredited and totally irrelevant, owned by the richest man in the world, Jeff Bezos. And he texted me and he's like, "I've been following your tour. I went to a couple stops. Do you have comment on your tour?" And I said, "Yeah, I mean, my goal is world domination and stripping basic human rights from the trans community. Like, that's why I'm here." And I just said that to him. I was like, please quote me. Yeah, it's like, I just don't care.
Yeah.
I'm going to write that anyway. I might as well tell him. Yet the point is global fascist takeover and the elimination of the basic human rights of the trans community, because they think that. I don't care what they think. I'm not trying to win them over. And I guess my advice to politicians would be follow suit, mock them. It doesn't matter what you say. They're going to write the same piece. No one's going to read it. The people who hate you already hate you. The people who are open-minded wouldn't read the Washington Post on a dare because they know it's a joke. And so don't give them respect. Hoist the middle finger at every possible opportunity, or more effective, just laugh at them. Yeah.
Because the only relevance they have is the relevance we give them. I don't say that from a power trip position. That's why they want to censor us and put us in jail.
I mean, of course. So like, why would you ever feed them what they want, which is respect or deference or fear? They want you to fear them. Hey, Jeremy Barth, the Washington Post, I don't care what you think.
I stopped responding 5 or 6 years ago because every time I did, they just acted like they talked to me to build some fantasy.
But why not just say, my goal, by the way, just for the record, I don't like power. I don't want power. I don't like anyone or trust anyone who wants power. So that's my view of power or great wealth. Same thing.
You want to be left alone.
Well, I don't trust anyone who wants power over other people, and I don't trust anyone who worships money, and I don't trust any of these people in the first place. So like, that's the last thing I want is to be them. That's my actual view. But since they're externalizing their own self-hatred and always accusing you of the way they actually are, which is power hungry, money hungry, you know, atheist totalitarians, which they are, you might as well just mock them by being like, yeah, you know, I seek to take over the world and enslave trans people. Trans.
Imagine they want World War III, open borders, they're involved in giant human sex trafficking and physical slave labor. Senate reports 325,000 missing kids, and they literally turn around and go, you want to hurt the trans people. It's like some weird thing they just made up.
Like the amount of time I spend during an average day worrying about the trans community. You know, I feel sorry for those people. What they're doing is not making it.
They're victims of a cult.
They are. They're possessed. Let me just say one last thing, if you don't mind.
At least.
Which is, so we're doing this event in, you know, the biggest stadium in this part of Pennsylvania tonight with Alex Jones on the bill. And I will say, you know, we had a little trouble finding a venue because we were like, Alex Jones, he's so scary. Sold it out, like, immediately. And I don't think that anybody tonight at that event will think, wow, Alex Jones is crazy. But no, Alex Jones is like way ahead of his time. There's not anything, I'm just guessing, that you're going to say tonight that is particularly radical or far off the mark or not sort of obvious at this point. You were way ahead of your time, decades ahead of your time. I think you deserve credit for that just on fairness grounds, and I'm determined that you get it. I feel that.
Well, thank you, Tucker. Last question. Everybody says this, but this is really a referendum on the Republic right now. I think it goes worse if they steal the election from Trump again, because then people will be so upset. Trump will be handed something so horrible, I'm not sure he can even turn things around, quite frankly. Sometimes it's got to get worse for it. It's better. I'm not an accelerationist, but I get you basically that's the direction we're going. The communists with the Great Reset, they want to be accelerationists. I want to try to fix things. But if we don't, regardless, we're in a lot of trouble. But you've been across the country. What do you think the real feeling of the country is? And what do you think will happen? This is a big question, so I don't really have time. If they steal the election from Trump.
I mean, I don't know. I have a lot of theories about that. Usually my political predictions are wrong because my brain is not very political and more ideological. So I usually get it wrong. I just keep going back to what I believe, and that is that I have two duties, that we all have two duties. And the first is to fight as hard as we can, nonviolently, for what we think is true, tell the truth, inspire others to tell the truth, be brave. Okay, that's our first duty. And our second duty is to be hopeful. Faith, hope, and love. Like, we're required to be hopeful. And they want to make us despondent. They want to humiliate us and make us feel hopeless. That's why they put like a retard in as the president's spokeswoman. You know, so we can look at her and be like, oh, this country sucks. It's not even worth defending. Katrina Jean-Pierre. Like, if she's the spokesman, clearly none of this is worth
it. By the way, I got to say this. I know you know this.
Yeah.
Because he's well-read. And most of you are too. But I'm going to dig it up. I remember a Bloomberg article about 15 years ago. There's been some others where the thing had headlines. You can probably pull this up. But it'll have to be like in the web, not the news search. Davos meets and says, technocrats should run countries, not presidents, prime ministers, something like that. And in the article, they say, we are discrediting nation states with our agenda and our control, and then it's going to demonize the nation state. When that all falls, we'll get full control. So they're literally running our countries and knowing we're going to blame our governments and have basically cultural civil wars, and then they come in and pick up the pieces. Can you speak to that briefly?
Well, it's so obvious. I walked down the street of the city we're in, which is a really pretty little city, totally defiled and degraded by its leaders, garbage all over the street. The people here are really nice, you know, a lot of poor people. I walked through a poor neighborhood this morning on my way to the park in rural nature. All nice, super nice. But they're living in filth and squalor. The city doesn't provide that. This is Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I'll say it. The city is disgusting. It's inherently a great city with great people. They've let it become disgusting and garbage all over the streets. I'm like, what is that? How hard is it to pick up the garbage?
We did a high two in the same thing.
They don't, I heard, I ran into people just run into you. They don't.
We're like, mow that water.
You know, trying to get some exercise, not live in hotel rooms. No, but it's like, it's disgusting because its leaders, this mayor of this town, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, wants it to be disgusting to demoralize you and make you hopeless. And I'm just reminding myself, maybe it's a reminder to others, that your duty is to be hopeful. It's your duty. It's not just like some side benefit of good news. It's like you're required to wake up every morning and determine to be hopeful and cheerful because you know that it, how it ends, which is in a great way. So I'm not going to be deterred from hope no matter what they do, no matter how many retards they put in as the politician spokesman, no matter how much garbage they allow to accumulate on the street. I'm going to be hopeful. I mean that.
And by the way, this is Bianchi. This is the final place we got to go. The CIA, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, wasn't classified in the 90s. Look this up. Look up CIA-funded ugly art, CIA-funded ugly architecture. Cool. And it's actually in plans to have garbage and filth and non-enforced, stuff on low-level criminals to create ugliness, and then that debilitates the mind, and then you accept higher forms of tyranny. Same thing in Europe. This is a formula.
Of course it's a formula. But they're not going to break my spirit. I don't care what they do to me. They're never going to, because then they win. And also they're just tiny little reptiles. Like, I just have no respect whatsoever for the Jeremy Barr, the Washington Post, and all this stuff. I don't have any respect for that. And so I'm not going to control my emotions. I am hopeful. I have hope in greater things. And I don't care how badly you degrade the country. You're not going to turn me in to some hopeless robot, period.
TuckerCarlson.com. Are you going to add more decks? I know most of them are selling out. People love it.
We're done. We've got 16. We've done 11. You're 12. You finish out the dozen, and we're really grateful that you're doing it. Thank you.
But in the future, someday, if we save the country, you're going to have to do a victory tour.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going around the world after this.
All right.
I can't believe
it. All right, folks. TuckerCarlson.com. We'll see you at InfoWars.com and Real Alex Jones. And the Democrats are literally filing in court right now to take Real Alex Jones away, and they say they own the name Alex Jones. Swear to God, it's in federal filings. It's already in the news. That's how evil they are. They tried to censor me. Now they want my name. That's desperation. You'll never shut me up, scumbags. Victory or death, in the words of Colonel Travis, the great Tucker Carlson.
So good.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Want your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today? It's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting in your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics,
Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're here in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. We'll be speaking tonight with Tucker Carlson in Reading. This is a famous city, like all the towns and cities here in Pennsylvania. And right there is a Civil War memorial, which I think is great for the North. But think about how they're pulling down all the Southern memorials, which is all about reconciliation. This is an attempt to open old wounds. And the Democrats are saying if Trump wins, they're going to create Civil War conditions. Well, how are they going to do that? Right here is the city of Lancaster Welcoming Center. And they're closed today. They're open Tuesday to Saturday. And when you read the literature and look through the windows and read it, it's saying we're a welcoming city to all the migrants, which are enticed and paid to come here, who are then signed up by Democrat Party lawyers and others for jobs and welfare. Then they skim the money off the top. They don't do what they're told. They're given deportation hearings 5 to 7 years out. But the minute they don't do what they're told, they get deported. So this is real control. And it's not that even these illegals are bad people on average, though a lot are criminals and mentally ill and military-age men. Except from the time they get to the UN refugee centers before they even get to our country, places like Panama, they're brainwashed for months and then brought here with cell phones, signed up for the system, and debit cards. So again, you can read right here. Look at this brochure. Make your first stop in the Lancaster City Welcome Center. A city of Lancaster is proud to be a certified welcoming city. And that's from the big NGOs, the same ones that ran the invasion of Europe. In fact, the main one that ran the last 15-year invasion, North Africa and the Middle East. 80%+ military-age men, 80%+ never get jobs, 80%+ of the rapes and stabbings caused by them. And you're here in Lancaster. Everywhere you go, you see Somalis, you see Haitians, you see Muslims all over the place. And most of them are nice people. The point is, they are controlled as a permanent underclass. So here it is, Lancaster City Welcoming Center. This building, and then it's a big building, goes back for a ways, is just full of indoctrination. Look at all the screens back there. And all of the stuff they're basically conditioned into. And it tells them where everything's at. It's in all the different languages. It tells them how to sign up for all the services. And then they get green lit. And then citizens on welfare get far less than these folks. It came out just in Ohio, in Springfield. 3,000 federal money, and they have a disability more, and 1,000 from the state and local governments. That's 4,000 a month, bare minimum. The average welfare recipient is getting less than 1,000 that you can't even live on with the cost of living and inflation that's gone up. So it's discriminatory to citizens. It's Cloward and Piven decide to bankrupt the country. You've got billions of people that want to come here. You have the official UN replacement migration plan. Go to the UN website, type in replacement migration. You get their battle plans from 2000, 2001, and on. Say they want to bring 600+ million illegals to the United States alone by 2045. They want to bring hundreds of millions by 2045 to Europe, and they're already getting a good start on it. So this all looks sweet and happy and nice. This is a political weapon of the UN. They said we'll use migration, the fear of viruses, and economic collapse to bring in world government. We'll be covering it all at Real Alex Jones on X. Please follow us there. And, of course, at InfoWars.com/show. We're taking on the deep state. We're fighting as hard as we can. We cannot do without your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support. That's why if you go to our great sponsor, Made in America, super awesome, in Arkansas, Patriot T-shirts, over 50 designs, we're getting out every day, thealexjonesstore.com. That's one word, thealexjonesstore.com. It's so critical to staying on the air. Plus, you wear these shirts, you meet like-minded people, it spreads the word. It's a real adventure. In fact, I'm tempted, because I've been walking around here for about an hour, we probably talked to 50 people that are listeners, homeless people, cops, you name it. Even right here, people are really starting to wake up. Well, imagine if you wore shirts that are identifiable, and you will see, you will get the Alex Jones experience. He's, because I'm well known, you're not, which is great to have anonymity. But when you want to not have anonymity, you wear a Patriot shirt, an Alex Jones shirt, an InfoWars shirt, a anti-globalist shirt, a Trump shirt, and it's just gives you an idea of just how popular freedom really is. So thealexjonesstore.com, thank you all for your support. That's how we're doing all this game-changing information that really is moving the needle towards freedom very, very fast. Thanks so much for your support. thealexjonesstore.com.
This bad boy is the number one seller at thealexjonesstore.com. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. Folks love it. I love it. I love wearing this out in public. And it also lets the globals, the leftists know we are standing up against them, and we know who they serve, and we know who we serve. The BlackRock globalist-controlled left, from academia to the media, is obsessed with bullying you into silence because their ideas are illegal and unpopular. And if you simply speak up, it's game over. So stop thinking it's just Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump to save the world. It's all of us together. And wearing T-shirts in public that promote freedom is key. It doesn't just show our enemies we're awake. Other people see it and realize how popular freedom is. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a win-win. Get great shirts at thealexjonesstore.com. Fund the operations. We fight the tyrants at point blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. thealexjonesstore.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Mike Adams.
All right, welcome to hour number three of the Alex Jones Show. Today I'm Mike Adams coming to you from the Brighton Studios, not far from the Alex Jones Studios, by the way. And we've got a just a bang-up show here for you today. Let me just give you a preview of what we have coming for you this hour and next hour. Number one, I've got a clip from HICAP, who is one of our sources that joined us in studio just a couple of days ago, talking about the sabotage efforts against U.S. infrastructure with specific details about that. And what he calls multiple 9/11 events are going to occur in the United States, looks like in the weeks ahead. We've also got an Election Day warning and an October 7th warning stemming from new information that we have about weapons smuggling into the United States of America. I've got info on what appears, according to Intel, Iranian-manufactured missiles that are already being distributed to the kill teams in the United States. Those kill teams that are hunting down President Trump, and Representative Matt Gaetz spoke about those kill teams just a few days ago. We've also got new information yesterday about RPGs and IEDs that appeared in Arizona at or near the Arizona border at a storage facility. We've got the South China Morning Post urging Chinese citizens to leave Israel and Lebanon as the border situation is becoming extremely tense there. We've also got the U.S. government, the State Department, telling American citizens to leave the area while they still can, and other intel talking about massive escalation, including the potential for much larger attacks on Israel itself that will only lead to an escalating spiral of war in the Middle East, with the 101st Airborne having now successfully deployed more troops in that region. It looks like Americans are going to shed blood for Israel in the Middle East. We've got a U.S. Navy oiler ship that has run aground, so this is, of course, causing problems with the fuel supply of the United States Navy there, and it shows what happens when you put woke DEI commanders in charge of naval vessels instead of putting people in charge who actually know what they are doing. So, yes, U.S. Navy ships run aground. An entire carrier strike force group is now, you know, a multi-billion dollar group. Now is no longer effective because it doesn't have the fuel that it needs. Yeah, chalk that up to the woke DEI policies. So that's a little bit of a preview of some of the things we're going to cover. Also, the interview you just saw with Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones, which was phenomenal. We're going to talk about that as well, the nature of pure evil that is taking over our society. And it's the pure evil that explains why so many of these radical leftists, they take delight in mutilating children. They delight in wanting to kill Trump. They revel in the idea of carrying out mass violence and murder and mayhem. This is not an accident. This is consistent with what they have become possessed by, which is the spirit of the Antichrist. The spirit of Satanism is sadly alive and well in many of these people that are pretending to be Democrats. Now, we're going to get back to that in a second. I want to play for you first this warning about the sabotage, the coming sabotage of U.S. infrastructure. We're going to go to this clip from HICAP, who is in shadow. We can't reveal his face, but you'll hear his voice. You'll see his outline. And he sat right there the other day and unloaded all this intel. So let's play that clip right now. Go ahead. If Trump gets in, there's going to be some major changes. But even if he wins, those changes don't even begin until January.
That's correct.
And even then, the leftist regime is going to throw our country into chaos.
Everything. There's already things in the mix, and we see it around us, whether you recognize it for what it is or not. They're already pulling the trigger on how to cripple the administration and our country, even if he does get in office.
Do you think the left-wing Marxists slash terrorists, I'll call them, will they go to the extent of sabotaging U.S. infrastructure like Kinetic?
I believe that personally, this is my own opinion, that I believe that that's already in play because there was already probing happening on the electrical system that we have seen before with people going in and shooting just key opponents, key components with just a few rounds. It didn't take a lot to take it down, but it took, you know, days to get the power turned back on to those people who were without. So,
right.
And this is not giving ideas to people. This is already out there. I mean, it's on YouTube. It's everywhere. Everything we've talked about today is open source, more or less.
Well, we know that our, like the power grid substations, are not well protected.
No.
Like our electrical system was never designed to be resilient against domestic terrorism.
That's correct.
I mean, how hard is it for these terrorist people to just, I don't know, put explosive charges on the bases of like high voltage power line towers, you know, and bring down those?
Yeah.
And that could disable entire cities.
Yep.
Well, I have other sources that tell me, HICAP, that there's going to be an activation of a combination of the illegal militants that have crossed the border, some from the Middle East, and you know very well about all of this.
Absolutely.
And but also some of the radical leftists who hate this country, that they're going to be given an activation order at some point with their targeting. Like many of them were given mobile phones, they're going to get texts like, go to the bridge at this GPS, these coordinates, and disable that bridge.
Correct. I believe that as well. Like I said before, you know, the TND and some of these, you know, ruffian gangs that are causing problems are a distraction. Yeah, they're a problem. They need to be dealt with immediately, but they are a distraction from the true threat that's building up and prepared to, you know, do multiple 9/11 event attacks.
All right, so there you go. Multiple 9/11 event attacks are what's coming for the United States of America. And I'm going to put this out for all those watching who are members of law enforcement, who are maybe part of Trump's security team or United States Secret Service, anybody who cares about keeping America safe and protecting our borders and protecting our innocent people from the attacks that are coming. Here's the best intel we have so far of the actual weapon systems that are now in the United States. We have, I don't want to give the exact model name, But reportedly it is an Iranian third generation missile system that is a surface to air missile system. It was originally built based on a Chinese missile system. Again, now in its third generation, it is man portable. The length is only about 5 or 6 feet. It's shoulder fired. It can be fired, frankly, from any parking lot near an airport, and it could take out an airplane on approach or an airplane taking off. Clearly, this is intended to target Trump's plane, but if they can't pull that off, they might target some other civilian jetliner. So we need to have extreme security around the airports right now, looking for suspicious people with long cylindrical objects that look like they might be rocket systems, obviously. In addition, these rocket systems, or surface-to-air missile systems, technically, these have a range of several kilometers horizontally, and they can strike air targets at an altitude of several thousand meters as well. So more than enough range and altitude capability in order to take out airplanes that are on approach. These are also, they have an infrared aiming system. So these are guided after launch. This is obviously a really critical part of this missile system. It's guided after launch, so it seeks out the target and is able to scan in an infrared spectrum to identify whatever target appears to be the closest to what it was launched at, and it continues to alter its course in order to home in on that target. It does not have a very large explosive warhead, maybe a 1.5 kilograms only in terms of a warhead, but it doesn't take much to disable the airworthiness of an aircraft. So this represents a significant danger to air travel, air traffic in the United States, as well as a danger to Trump. And again, these systems have been smuggled into the United States. It's multiple systems. It's not just one. And they're being put into the hands of the kill teams. In addition, this was circulating on X yesterday, the four RPGs that were found and eight IEDs at a stash house near the Arizona border. And lawmakers are preparing for a mass casualty event. Thank you for bringing that up. There is a continuity of government effort underway right now in the United States Congress to speed the process by which members of Congress could be replaced in the event of a mass casualty event. I'll talk about that in a second. But I want you to understand, RPGs are non-guided munitions, but they can be launched at targets at some distance. Perhaps a maximum, I don't know, 100 meters, maybe 200 meters. I don't know the range of them, but it's not that far. RPGs can be used by terrorists or militants to take out not only vehicles, but also hardened barriers. They can be used to take out infrastructure such as bridges or to damage bridges, perhaps not destroy the whole bridge, but it can damage a bridge and make it unusable. It can damage refineries, and an RPG can very easily take out a power grid substation or damage an energy generation infrastructure component that feeds the U.S. power grid. Eight IEDs were also discovered. IEDs, improvised explosive devices, of course, these are basically just explosive charges. These are even more powerful typically than RPGs in terms of their explosive content. These can be planted on bridges. These can be used at any kind of infrastructure, water treatment facilities, for example, or water supply pumps that feed the city of Los Angeles, for example. These have been found and confirmed, and then the question is, how many of these such devices have not been found? So if there's four RPGs located, there might be 400 that have not been found. Eight IEDs, perhaps 800 that have not been found. And if we're talking about surface-to-air missiles that we know have come into the United States, how many do we not know about? In addition, and by the way, Matt Bracken warns about this. Jeffrey Prather warns about this. Bracken is nailing it. He always shows photos of 40-foot containers, and he correctly states that these containers are filled with weapon systems. These containers, which are stash house locations, they're all across the United States. The militants will be texted the GPS coordinates to go to these containers to open them up and pull out the weapons. These will be full auto AK-47s, drop-in auto Sears for AR-15s, night vision optics, illegal suppressors or slash silencers for firearms, So these teams will operate at night. And again, not only do they have RPGs, but also mortars. So portable mortar teams will be running around across America attempting to destroy and sabotage domestic infrastructure. The two most likely scenarios where these will be activated coming up in less than 2 weeks is, of course, October 7th. This is obviously the anniversary of the Hamas attack that set off this whole series of events in Israel right now, which has now led to Israel attacking and bombing Lebanon, which led to the evacuation orders. Clearly, the continued providing of weapons and money to Israel by the United States government is creating a lot of enemies throughout the Middle East. And Representative Matt Gaetz specifically pointed out that there are teams, the kill teams might include people from Pakistan or Ukraine or potentially other Middle Eastern nations. I have previously reported about suicide vests, including dirty bomb suicide vests that had been smuggled into the United States a couple of years ago. And the engineering of those vests was believed to have been carried out in Iran. And then the actual suicide bombers were going to be volunteers from Afghanistan that were able to cross the border, get into the United States. And obviously those suicide vests are at very specific locations. These people will be texted to those locations. They'll go there, they'll put on the vests, they'll grab the mortars, they'll grab the RPGs, the IEDs, and then they will be texted their specific targets, GPS coordinates of targets. They'll be told, go hit this bridge, go hit this refinery, go hit this power grid substation. And then you, the American people, you will find yourself in the dark. You will have no power. I mean, not across the entire country, but in areas that are hit, you could have no power. You could have no water. You could have no fuel. You could have no telecommunications. You will be cut off from some critical resource that keeps America running. And again, October 7th is the first day to be very, very concerned about this, to be watchful, but I don't think that's the biggest day. I think that the day that this is really going to be activated, I think the powers that be that control these militants are waiting to see if Trump wins the election. And if he does win the election, then they're going to activate these, all of these militants in a massive way that will cause mayhem across America. They will thrust America into a chaos, Mad Max type of situation, hoping that they can declare martial law, or even hoping they can get into a nuclear exchange with Russia in the meantime and then cancel democracy, cancel the Bill of Rights, cancel freedom of speech, engage in gun confiscation, and do in America what they did in Ukraine, which is they made Zelensky the unelected leader. His term already expired many, many months ago. He's not even an elected official anymore. They canceled the freedom of the press. They arrested people who were trying to run publishing operations that disagreed with the government. They even outlawed the church, the Roman Catholic Church in Ukraine, and they began arresting priests. So that kind of war and that kind of oppression that is happening in Ukraine will come to the United States, and the American people are going to have to work together to stand firm against this tyranny and pray to God, pray for God's guidance and protection, put on the whole armor of God, Ephesians 6, and bring protection to us with our sheriffs, our constitutional sheriffs, our sheriff's deputies, law enforcement all across America that need to come together and demand that we respect and defend the rule of law in these United States of America. So that's what's coming, folks. Get ready for all of that. All right. Now, at the bottom of the hour, I've got a guest coming up, Jason Fick, who is a consultant on our free speech lawsuit that we filed against the United States government on Memorial Day. It is a massive lawsuit. I think it is the most promising First Amendment lawsuit currently in the system because it nails and names the government departments, the tech companies, including Meta and Google and so on, as well as the overseas NGOs that were used to launder the censorship. So Jason Fick is the expert on this topic. He will be joining us after the break at the bottom of the hour. And then next hour, we're going to be joined for part of the hour by Gerald Celente, who has a really important event coming up, and he has an analysis of what's happening. Why is gold skyrocketing right now? Last night, I looked at gold. It was $2,630-something dollars, all-time record high. Why is gold exploding? Well, it's because China and other countries, even Saudi Arabia, are buying up record amounts of gold in anticipation of the escalation of war in the Middle East that will ultimately crush the value of the dollar. The dollar is getting hammered in numerous ways, including the embracing of BRICS by most nations now around the world, at least the nations that are engaged in manufacturing and energy and trade. China and Russia, for example. India, obviously Iran, but also Turkey recently announcing, a NATO country, that they want to join BRICS. The days of the dollar are rapidly coming to an end. Gerald Celente is going to be here to help us analyze that situation. Now, one other thing I want to play for you here before we go to this break. You may or may not be aware, but I am in transition, leaving the commercial world of operations, and I am moving into the world of the church. And I'm launching a church coming up in November, and it's called the Church of Natural Abundance. I've been teaching a lot of sermons about nutrition. I'm taking all of my food science background and bringing it to the topic of faith. And I've got a music video, a new song I put together for you that we're going to play for you here. It's called God is With Us. It reminds us that no matter how crazy the world is right now, that God is still with us. And if you put your faith in God, and if you ask for salvation from Jesus Christ, that you can make it through this no matter what is coming our way. So I want you to enjoy this music video here, and then it's a very inspiring message, and then we're going to go to break, and then we'll be back with Jason Fick on the other side of that break. So go ahead and roll that video, God is With Us.
Infections. They tried to take him out from a distance. Headshot, bullseye, but they missed him. Rose up in resistance. It's a resurrection of a nation that we witness. Heal the culture of mental sickness. Reveal the lies of those who did this. Feel the power of our loving God who stands with us. Jabbers with medical venom. We don't even know what's in them. You can't even breathe. You die suddenly and the coroner come and get him. They say you gotta trust the science while they silence the people who stood in defiance. It's medical terror, no admission of error. You get punished for non-compliance. They pushed hospital homicide. Fauci lied and millions died. Weaponized hospital protocols. Try to kill us all. Premeditated medical genocide. We the people demand you cease. Get your filthy big farmer hands off me. Your COVID simulation plans on freeze. Your global war against man is ceased. No more sickos laying the sleaze. No more profit from man-made disease. Your sleight of hand, war on peace. Your evil fact-checking thought police. The children hold up their hands, stop it please. Beg God's forgiveness, drop to our knees. The pain is insane, they're making us witness. We can't survive unless God is with us. As God is my witness.
The song there for you, it's called God is With Us, and I felt like I needed to share this expression of what we have all been through. We have all been put through hell over the last several years, and yet we have emerged with faith, with spirit, with strength, and with determination to work in the interests of helping save humanity from pure evil. I'm Mike Adams. We'll be right back after this break with Jason Fick, straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show.
Now,
revised this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks, they're the trailblazers, they're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrants that point blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word of the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're going to be joined by Jason Fick here in just a second. The feedback I got on that music video, you know, a lot of the segments were AI-generated video. And people are like, whoa, some of that looks pretty demonic, like the young boy transforming into a young girl and other demonic, looking, you know, video clips. And I gotta say, if there's one thing that AI is really good at doing is generating, demonic content. So yeah, if you ever want to do a music video and depict the evil in the world, go with AI video generators. They're very, very good. You should see the stuff that I didn't put in the video because of how insane and evil and wicked it was. It was like, even that's too much. All right, now we're going to talk about freedom of speech in America. We're joined by Jason Fick, who is the expert, the preeminent expert, I believe, in Section 230 and big tech censorship and the censorship laundering complex. Welcome to the show, Jason. It's an honor to have you on.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. And I just want to say you also are an expert on our lawsuit. So thank you for offering your services for our lawsuit. Now, in this lawsuit, you have discovered, and also you're working, I believe, with other cases, you have discovered some extraordinary things that most people don't know about the censorship industrial complex. And I'd like you to just jump right to the hard-hitting meat of it here as quickly as you can, and don't bog us down with, too many legal details here. But what's the big picture of what you've discovered?
So big picture is, the government has set this up for a long time. This is not accidental. This is not like a, you know, some sort of mistake that they're making, you know, oops, a couple people in the federal government went after speech. No, this was set up and in fact, even codified. If we go all the way back, in fact, you know, the other cases that I worked on, beyond yours, we've gone deeper. So what happened was essentially the government set up this progression of, for example, the Department of State created the GEC, which is Global Engagement Center. They were supposed to go after foreign disinformation when the real intent was ultimately to go after domestic information, you know, all supposedly in the public interest. And the thing is that they claim to be protecting the public from the public when the reality is that the thing we can't protect ourselves from is the government. And the censorship engine was pushed forward, for example, under the National Defense Authorization Act, creates the GEC. The GEC then creates like the then funds things like DisinfoCloud, NewsGuard, and they're funding, you know, foreign entities and foreign NGOs to create censorship tools to go after American speech. That's a, you know, a flat out violation of our First Amendment rights. Alex has been right about it. You've been right about it. Everybody go.
Absolutely. But Hillary Clinton recently said that people should be potentially thrown in prison for misinformation and disinformation, which would be defined by the government. AOC also recently had a video saying that there needs to be consequences, you know, perhaps legal consequences. But from what you're describing, it sounds like the government already has the tools that they could deploy to decide who would be arrested and imprisoned for speech in America.
Well, it goes back to the establishment. It's predominantly the left that you see doing it now, and there's a reason for that. And this is the only way I can really explain it, is what you would call whatever, the deep state, the establishment, the established party of power. It doesn't matter if it was Republican or Democrat. They controlled both sides of the political fence. Donald Trump is an outsider that is essentially a populist. He's somebody that represents real change. That's a terrifying to these people. So what has happened is that the Republican Party kind of like sort of stepped back. The GOP couldn't push against this establishment. But the Democrats, their party fractured. And we saw a very defining moment when RFK Jr. left the presidential race and endorsed Trump. That represented the fracture where the establishment party Democrats went hard left, and they're going after control of free speech, which is what you see with, you know, Hillary Clinton, and you see it with AOC, you see it with Tim Walz, Kamala Harris, Gavin Newsom just signed a law that, you know, oh no, if we meme, we can go to jail. I mean, it's getting really ridiculous, and this is all a move from this establishment party, mostly Democrats, that are moving to essentially stop the will of the people. They're killing democracy in this process, because that's the whole point of why we're fighting. And Mike, why you are fighting this, it's to preserve free speech is the absolute utmost importance, because we have to stop this establishment control. That's the whole point of why we want Trump in there. You know, everybody says, well, he's a bad guy. It doesn't matter. The point is that what we want to see is change. We know our government is now out of control. It's become almost common knowledge now where the average person has realized, wow, we've been lied to by our own government. Well, and the
Jason,
answer is
also,
yeah.
Freedom of speech is critical for America to be healthy. So this entire movement of MAHA, Make America Healthy Again, RFK Jr., as well as Trump, and you know, many of us who are supporters of health, we need to be able to communicate honestly to the people about things like the benefits of turmeric, or you know, the benefits of herbs, the benefits of superfoods. And by the way, let me just plug real quickly here. InfoWars has a new line of supplements. Their store is worth supporting. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD is the new line they have, which is a premium supplement line. I'm really intrigued by this. One of their products is turmeric 95. It's a 95% concentration extraction of curcuminoids. Now, Jason, if you and I, you know, if we, there's some other products. If it's CBD full spectrum, you see superfood greens, Libido RX, and so on. Oh, the nitric boost is really, really powerful. But my whole point here, Jason, is if we can't tell the truth, if we can't talk about nutrition, and if we can't talk about herbs and superfoods and molecules and what they do in the human body, then we are done as a civilization. And they will come after free speech on nutritional supplements. This is one of the reasons why I believe I was targeted for censorship, because I was talking about the dangers of vaccines, the dangers of psychiatric drugging of children, and the benefits of nutrition, and how you can grow your own medicine. If you sprout broccoli sprouts yourself, you are sprouting sulforaphane, which sulforaphane is an anti-cancer neuroprotective nutrient. You can make it yourself. Actually, Mother Nature and God are making it. But if we can't talk about it, we are so screwed. Jason, what's your take on the health implications of censorship?
Well, if you think about it more granularly, let's go back to the original, you know, health situation. The reason that, like, we don't touch a stove is not because we've touched a stove. It's because somebody told us it's bad. It would hurt us. And if we can't tell people that a certain shot might hurt you, more people will get hurt. Same thing goes with supplements. If the supplements are good for you, then we should be able to tell people that they're good for you. And if the government is making those decisions, the question is why? Why are those biased decisions? Now, I'm not saying that we should stop the government from putting information out there. Public health announcements, sure, make it. Go ahead. They have the ability to say what they believe. But it's the restriction of the competitive ideas that's the problem. If you don't say what they agree with, now they're moving to silence those. And think of it this way. If you just say hypothetically, just hypothetically, that a certain shot was, in fact, a long-term killer, and they silence anything oppositional to that, a lot of people are going to die because the government made the wrong decision. That's the point of free speech. Is everybody should be informed and make informed decisions for themselves.
Yes, Jason, the government, like the FDA, on purpose put out disinformation about ivermectin. So here we have clear malicious disinformation from the government itself, and that information resulted in an unknown number of people dying because of a lack of treatment by ivermectin, a safe, long-standing drug. Billions of doses have been given over, you know, 50 years or more, and people were denied access to that because of what the government said. So I would say to you, Jason, and I think you would agree with this, that the speech of the government should be the most restricted. The speech of the people should have no restrictions. You know, freedom of speech belongs with the people. The government is the malicious actor that is trying to murder people with bad information, whereas the public, those of us, at least in alternative media, we're trying to help people. We're trying to save people. We're trying to set people free. The government's trying to get you killed on purpose.
Well, that's part of why your lawsuit is so important. I mean, that and the one that we have coming up in a couple of weeks, the two of them are kind of in tandem. One, I've said it before, where yours is sort of the beginning of the censorship industrial complex, and this is the after effects of censorship industrial complex. But the point is, and I don't want to sound hyperbolic, but this really is not an exaggeration. Big tech and government censorship have killed people. That is
absolutely,
that is a fact. They have,
Jason,
killed people
saying,
because they deny them of information.
Censorship is a form of violence. Censorship is a form of violence. And when our government commits censorship against us, it is government committing violence against you. But it's a form of terrorism. It's a psychological terrorism operation to make sure that you are only able to access the PSYOP fear campaigns that the government is putting out, and that you won't have access to truthful information that might be a lot more calming. Like, hey, there is ivermectin, by the way. Hey, you can take, zinc or quercetin. These have beneficial effects, but you're not allowed to have access to that information. So we are literally living in a time when this federal government, it's the worst ever in our lifetimes, it's functioning as a psychological terrorist organization, a censorship violence instigator, and a killer of people through its deliberate disinformation. And then that government says they want to lock us up for challenging their lies? That's crazy.
The funny thing is that I got to see, I actually got to meet Alex in person yesterday at the Tucker Carlson event. And
outstanding.
It's funny. One of the things that Tucker was saying on stage about Alex specifically is that as crazy as his idea sounded, they're proving correct. The guy is like across the board, like, right. The problem is, and it's this actually is very much like my lawsuit. They're ahead of their time. We're so far ahead, and he was so far ahead in information that he was calling, you know, he was trying to ring the bells and tell everybody, hey, look, the government's coming. Government's now here. And they're trying to take our free speech. They're trying to take our lives. This is real dangerous. And I mean, he couldn't have been any more right about naming the show InfoWars. That's exactly what this is. It is an information war between the government and the people to keep the people in the dark. And I think a lot of people are waking up to it. And the more that we can wake people up to it, the better off we are. But unless you can organize information, you can't push back against a tyrannical government. It's the toughest thing in the world to do. So you and others like Alex and Tucker and so forth and myself, we're pushing back. We're not giving up. We're actually fighting this fight, you know, in the real war. I mean, this is in the trenches. This is legit fighting where we're putting our money where our mouth is, you know, in your case for sure. And my time, I mean, I am 100% committed to fixing free speech on the internet and worldwide. That is what I'm fighting for.
So tell us, what would be your ideal victory in this case or the next case you have coming up? What would you want the court to compel the defendants to do? And the defendants in this case being government, high tech, you know, big tech platforms, as well as these NGOs. What are we asking them to do?
Okay, so this is actually my master plan. I don't think I've ever even told you this. This is exactly how this, I hope this plays out. November 22nd, 9:30 in the morning, courtroom 1, Pasadena, California. I go to court. We are finally, after 6 years, going to get our day in court to have a hearing over Section 230 of the Communications Decency
Act. Now, that's your lawsuit. I just want to be clear for the audience.
That is my lawsuit. Yeah.
Longstanding lawsuit. It's been delayed for years.
Yes. So it's a multifaceted, multi-fingered plan here, and I'll explain. So Section 230 is at the core of all the censorship. And the reason for that is because the government is using Section 230 as liability leverage. They protect them from everything when they want to, or they can apply the law correctly and they're not protected from antitrust liability. There's your pivot point. There's ambiguity in the law. We know it's wrong. We know what is wrong about it. And we know it's now unconstitutional in the way that they're applying it. If we fix that first, now the law becomes non-ambiguous. They're open to liability for any of the censorship that they do, because it would then have to pass the muster of a good faith restriction. That's not their determination what's good faith. It's not the judges. That would be a jury of their peers. Now, all of a sudden, they actually have to go to court to prove that they acted in good faith. Now, that's the first piece of the plan. Second piece of the plan is your lawsuit. So with your lawsuit, what we're doing is we are going after declaratory action against the United States of America to say, no, stop the censorship. Now, a court can, in fact, restrain the government's conduct, right? But they can't restrain big tech's ability to, you know, for free speech. Everybody argues, well, you can't compel them to hold your content. And they're correct. No, the government, the courts cannot compel big tech to host their content. So now think about this in conjunction with one another. If we get declaratory action in your case against the United States to say stop censoring, they stop pressuring big tech to go and censor, and big tech will actually have to act in good faith under real terms of service. Their decisions to remove content won't be arbitrary anymore, and because they're subject to liability, they're going to not censor ridiculous stuff anymore. They're going to have to follow their own representations publicly. We stop censorship in general between the two cases.
So what you're saying is if we are victorious and the court compels the government to stop ordering big tech to censor these specific people and platforms, and my platform is named by the government itself, and that's why we have standing in this case. We were named, many other people were named that are also, some are going to be suing. Then big tech, then if they engage in viewpoint discrimination censorship, then I think what you're saying is we could separately then sue big tech and let a jury decide.
Yeah. So what happens there is that the same as like self-defense, right? It's an affirmative defense. The point is that if they commit any kind of liability action, right, they do some publishing and it goes to consideration, you know, at trial, it's based upon the merits of the case. The burden of proof shifts to the defendant properly. So the defendant is actually supposed to defend that they acted as a good Samaritan in good faith to restrict the content. They can't do that if they say they're doing what the government did, that we were censoring information because the government told us to. That's not a good faith restraint. So if they committed an otherwise unlawful act, guess what? They're subject to liability. And you know what their board members and shareholders are going to say? No. And they should actually be proponents for what we're saying, because 230C1 in its raw form, in its correct application, which is what we're trying to get in the courts, it means that if they just say, no, government, we're not doing your bidding anymore, you cannot hold us accountable, then it would actually require an act of Congress to eliminate Section 230, because C1 would protect them then. If they say, no, we're hands off, we're not doing your work anymore, they're protected.
All right, so it does get complicated there, but I just want to say the big picture is if we achieve victory in this lawsuit, which will still take quite a bit of time,
yeah.
I would imagine, and by the way, I want to ask you also about the mother of all Twitter files, what Twitter or X now, Elon Musk purchased a crime scene. He says he's got all the evidence of crimes. I had Ivan Raiklin here. Ivan's been on the Alex Jones show. Ivan is encouraging Elon to release this information. We may have more details about that. But I would imagine, Jason, that if that information starts to come out from X about what big tech executives did in conjunction with the government demanding censorship, I think we're going to have big tech executives resigning faster than music industry executives that attended P. Diddy parties. I mean, that's what's going to happen. People are going to be resigning and fleeing everywhere because, especially if Trump gets into office, essentially hasn't Trump promised to do what our lawsuit is requesting the court to do? I mean,
well,
essentially stop
essence,
the censorship collusion?
Well, he can't necessarily just outright stop it because of the separation of powers. He doesn't quite have that capacity. The courts can rule it unconstitutional as applied, fix the scenario. They could, you know, declaratory action against the United States, restrain them. But as you said about the mother of all Twitter files, I mean, I've heard of it. I actually ran into Ivan Raiklin yesterday as well. I've got to slow him down long enough to sit down and actually go through this with me, because if they have the information, we need to see it, because that is exactly what we're working on now is all of this crime scene. It happened. I mean, the reality is that we don't have to, because people say, you know, remember when Zuckerberg came out and said, you know, the government pressured us, and everybody lost their minds. They're like, wow, that's a great admission. We already knew. Judge Doty in Missouri versus Biden had already determined that there was joint participation and a pervasive entwinement with the government, and there was, in fact, censorship going on. It's already determined to have been happening. If we have more evidence of that, that could only help us. And you know, this is a plea to Elon. If somebody knows Elon, like, we're willing to, I mean, you know, Mike, I'm sure I don't want to speak for you in this circumstance, but if Elon were to willing to work with us to end this censorship, wouldn't you be more apt to just release? Because I know that you're suing X because they're not fixing the problem.
Yeah, we have named X in our lawsuit. And the funny thing is, Elon is not that far away from this studio. Elon should just stroll on in and just sit down right here, and he and I can just work it out. We can solve this thing.
Yeah, let's just figure this out.
In 30 minutes, we just get you on the phone, get our other attorney on the phone. Boom, we can solve this thing. We love what Elon is doing with X right now so far, but he's got to go all the way. He's got to stop the censorship, stop the blacklisting of like Brighteon links, stop the shadow banning of certain accounts. I mean, I know my account is shadow banned. I think Laura Loomer's account is partially shadow banned. I don't know about Alex Jones' account. Perhaps it is. Perhaps it isn't. Yeah, yours is.
Harrison Smith,
his account is shadow banned. So he's got to go all the way. But look, we're almost out of time. Tell us about your nonprofit group that fights for freedom of speech. Tell us about that.
So Social Media Freedom Foundation at socialmediafreedom.org. We could use your financial help. You know, we are a nonprofit. This is all we fight for is everyone's freedoms. I have not taken a single dime myself as income from this. We have used it all for legal proceedings to protect the individual free rights of every citizen in this nation. Socialmediafreedom.org, it has a lot more information. Your case, Mike, is hosted under the documents tab. My case, a lot of the legal lawyers should be looking at this because, I mean, we are literally months away from correcting Section 230, provided they actually let me in the door, as it seems is going to happen. We know what's wrong with it. So this is big. I mean, for people that want to understand this more, also, too, if you need to reach out to me that, you know, if you want to go after big tech, we are specialized in exactly this. You can find me on Twitter at Jason Fick.
Okay.
So that's our big thing.
All right. And what's your website again? What is it?
Website is socialmediafreedom.org.
Okay, socialmediafreedom.org. But I just want to be clear, we are fully funding you for our lawsuit. So you're not asking for donations for our lawsuit because we're writing those checks.
No.
But what you're saying is your overall advocacy of freedom of speech.
Well, I'll give you a better example. You are able to fund your own fight. There are a lot of people that come to us, and unfortunately, they have been wiped out, and they're the people
That's
we
right.
want to hurt. I mean, I've got a list
That's
of
right.
people that want to go after big tech that can't afford to. And the thing
Absolutely.
Is that we have to prioritize it ourselves based upon what essentially pays our bills. So,
right.
it is to
Jason,
fund other people's fights.
Absolutely. To fund other people's fights who are not as blessed as we are. With resources.
Yes.
Jason, fantastic interview here today. Thank you for your time. We appreciate you. You're brilliant. We've only scratched the surface. I would encourage people to watch more of your videos on other platforms. So thank you for joining us today. I want to mention InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to help fund this platform, InfoWars and the Alex Jones Show, go to InfoWarsStore.com, the new line InfoWars MD, which is this very high-end line of supplements. Again, the turmeric, the Libido RX, the Mushroom Max, Superfood Greens, Nitric Boost, and much more. All available, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. I'll be right back after this break.
Want your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today? It's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Okay, folks, welcome back. This is hour number four of the Alex Jones Show. I am Mike Adams here, and we're going to be joined close to the bottom of this hour by Gerald Celente with an economic update. And I want to mention something first, because I was just checking gold prices during the break, and I believe gold is continuing to skyrocket. Yeah, here it is, $2,656. And I think I saw on the InfoWars website, isn't there a gold, like a collector's edition? Here it is, 24 karat 0.999 pure gold collectible right here. That's pretty cool. I'm just looking at it on the InfoWars.com website if you want to bring that up. Here, exclusive InfoWars limited edition, proprietary 24 karat 999.39 pure gold collectible. That is a really cool item. Now, gold is skyrocketing. I want to discuss why. I want to talk about the economic situation here. And if we have time, we might bring in a little bit of the book of Revelation here today. There you go. There's the screen, the exclusive InfoWars limited edition. That gold is going to, in my opinion, it's going to skyrocket in value in terms of dollar valuation. So let's talk about economics here. Let's talk about currencies for just a few minutes. Number one. All right. All-time high record for gold, $2,656 right now. That was like $30 lower yesterday. Okay. So gold is absolutely skyrocketing. Do you recall that in February of 2022, when Putin first invaded Ukraine, that gold was only $2,000 and now it's over $2,600? How long before it's $3,000 or $4,000 or even, you know, potentially 5,000? I mean, Peter Schiff is right about that. It's going to go into the stratosphere. Now, does that mean that the gold is becoming more and more valuable itself, or is it the dollar losing value? I think it's actually a little bit of both right now. The dollar is going to continue to devaluate rapidly. And this is because the BRICS currency is being rolled out. There's a very important BRICS currency meeting coming up next month, October. And that's going to start the clock ticking on a lot of nations embracing the BRICS settlement infrastructure system, which will be based on a decentralized, sort of a blockchain-driven but a permissioned blockchain system with a digital currency we believe will be called the unit. And this unit is rumored to be backed 40% by gold and 60% by a basket of currencies of the participating nations. In other words, China, Iran, Russia, India, Turkey, and a long list of other countries, they're all going to participate. And the way they will be issued tokens is by having verified audited deposits of physical gold and verified audited deposits of a basket of currencies. That is set aside, and then they get the unit digitally. And then they can use these units to settle trade with other countries. So maybe you import electronics from China and you pay China in units. And then China can use those units to import, let's say, agricultural products from India or energy products from Russia. And then Russia gets those units. And then Russia can import tractors from India by sending units to India. You get the idea. And then any country that has these units, they can then redeem those units for the physical gold and the currencies that back those units. So in other words, if you're selling something and let's say you're selling energy and you've discovered a new energy deposit, you've got unlimited amounts of natural gas and you're selling it to all the countries in the world, they're paying you in units. You can then exchange those units for physical gold and cash in the other currencies. Or you can just keep the units and use those as credits to buy whatever you want. Now, here's what's critical to understand, folks, and Gerald Celente will speak to this more. This unit currency system cannot be counterfeited by any nation. Unlike the dollar, which can be counterfeited, this unit cannot be counterfeited, and that's a game changer. That's going to change the future of the world. And we'll talk about that in more detail when we come back right after this one-minute break. Stay with us here on The Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams. We'll be right back.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Mike Adams.
All right, welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Today I'm Mike Adams, and as I mentioned earlier, I am in transition, moving out of the commercial world and moving into the church. The website for my new church is completely non-commercial. Is abundance.church if you want to check it out. And by the way, I do sermons on superfoods and nutrition. So if you go to InfoWarsStore.com and you're purchasing products to support InfoWars, maybe you're purchasing turmeric, maybe you're purchasing resveratrol, let's say. I mean, I don't know what the product line is going to expand to. It's very likely I may have done a non-commercial, ad-free sermon on that substance and how it's mentioned in the Bible, and I bring in the best modern science about that substance, and I explain how it's God's molecules, God's natural medicine. And so you can learn through, you know, like my church sermons, you can learn about the nutrients that you would be purchasing to support a platform like this, InfoWarsStore.com. And the good news is, you know, even though the government is always pushing censorship, there's nothing they can do to stop that. Because I have no financial involvement with the InfoWars store, and it's a non-commercial sermon. So I can teach you the word of God and the miracles of nutrition and superfoods without any restrictions from the government. Although they are, of course, at war with the church always, and they try to shut down free speech, but there's nothing they can do. So we are going to tell the truth about the natural medicine that God put on this planet. We're going to tell that truth every day. We're going to say it boldly, repeatedly. We're going to bring you the remedies, the solutions, the treatments, the cures that God put on this earth for each and every one of us to enjoy. God put the solutions to chronic degenerative disease on this planet. And in fact, the very first fruit that is mentioned in the Bible in Genesis is the vine or grapes. And grapes contain powerful natural medicine. Resveratrol is one of them. It's the most miraculous cardiovascular support molecule that you could imagine. And it's got proanthocyanidins in grape seeds as well. And there's a reason. I mean, you ever wonder why all the people in the Old Testament in the Bible, why didn't they die from skin cancer when they didn't have any sunscreen? Because they were eating nutrients that block UV radiation. They were eating such superfoods, natural foods. I mean, everything was organic in the Bible because they didn't have synthetic pesticides and herbicides. They didn't have high fructose corn syrup. They didn't even have corn. I mean, what they had was like spelt, and they had wheat, they had black cumin seeds, they had figs and pomegranates and all these things that are mentioned in the Bible. So that's what I'm teaching about. If you want to know how to actually experience the healing of God and the promise of Jesus Christ, you can experience that literally through foods and nutrition and superfoods. And so anyway, that's what I'm teaching. Now, we're going to talk about the economy here for a little bit, about BRICS nations and how this mechanism is going to work. I mentioned it right there before the quick break. To summarize, the BRICS nations are rolling out a new digital currency for settlement between nations, between their banks. And we believe this currency is going to be called the unit. It's going to be backed by 40% gold and 60% of a basket of other currencies of participating nations. This is why China has been accumulating a massive quantity of physical gold for the last several years. When the treasuries that they have held for years, when those treasuries expire, they don't roll them over and buy more treasuries. They're not buying U.S. debt. They're taking the gain from that, and they are instead buying gold. So they're going out of the dollar and into gold, because the gold, audited and vaulted, can allow them to be issued the unit currency tokens that they can use for international trade and settlement among BRICS nations. This is why Saudi Arabia has also, we've just discovered recently, they've been secretly buying hundreds of tons of gold. All of these countries that know what's about to happen, they are buying physical gold. This BRICS currency cannot be counterfeited by any nation. That makes it historic. Now, previously in the history of money, or currency, which is not really money because it doesn't hold value, in the history of currencies, the nation that had the world reserve currency could always counterfeit that currency. Just like today, the U.S. can print the dollar. Or before that, Britain could print the British pound sterling, or France, you know, could print the currency. What was it? The livre or whatever it was. Portugal, they could print their currency. The Dutch, they could print their currency. You go back 600 years, it was the same story over and over again. And as each empire rose and fell, its currency, in essence, collapsed as a world reserve currency. Why is the pound sterling not the world reserve currency today? Why is the British Royal Navy the laughingstock of the world? Why has Britain lost its control over the world that it once dominated with endless colonies? Because the nation committed financial suicide, and also cultural suicide, you could argue. But all these nations are doing what the U.S. or have done what the U.S. is doing now. The U.S. is committing financial suicide by printing money. The U.S. is committing cultural suicide by not defending its culture, not defending its borders, not defending the rule of law. The U.S. under this malicious leadership is, in fact, on a collision course, a suicide cult course to bring down the nation. The dollar is no longer the default world reserve currency moving forward. Saudi Arabia is selling oil in other currencies that are not the dollar. And other nations around the world are turning against the dollar. And Turkey, a NATO country, is saying it wants to join BRICS. Turkey will be exporting drones and aircraft technology, weapons technology. It's very sophisticated in that area. It will be exporting that all over the world. And it'll get paid in BRICS currencies, which no one can counterfeit, which means that the BRICS currency won't be devalued and it won't collapse. It won't just lose value because somebody's printing it. That's impossible because of the structure of the system. As a result, now listen up, folks, because you're about to pay 1,000% higher prices on everything that you import. From appliances to automobiles to computer parts, you're going to be paying 10 times what you're paying now soon, because these countries will abandon the dollar. They will move into the BRICS system because it's a more honest ledger system, in the same sense that Bitcoin is a more honest ledger than the dollar itself. You can't counterfeit Bitcoin. And that's significant. That's why Bitcoin has value, because you can't counterfeit it. And it's digital and it's divisible, and you know, you can instantly transfer it, or near instantly. the BRICS currency will have all those same properties: divisibility, transferability, fungibility, and so on. The dollar will have essentially none of those properties lasting. The dollar will collapse, and there will be, in essence, a global embargo against the dollar nations, an economic embargo against the United States, the UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and so on. This will cause, with the collapsing dollar currency, this will cause the prices of imports to absolutely skyrocket. On top of that, Donald Trump, who, for the record, I am voting for Trump, but he also promises to put a 100% tariff on all imported goods. So Trump promises to double the prices of imports because these countries are, in essence, abandoning the dollar. And then the devaluation of the dollar will add to that. It will multiply that to the point where we're paying 10 times higher prices for imported goods. That will kick in even in a Trump administration. Trump himself can't stop that process from happening. The only way to stop that is if the U.S. were to abandon the dollar and join the BRICS currency system and then engage in fair trade with other countries around the world. But that's the last thing the U.S. empire wants to do. The U.S. empire doesn't want to have to compete in terms of productivity and innovation and manufacturing output. Rather, the U.S. empire wants to bomb other countries, coerce other countries, assassinate their leaders, threaten them, blackmail them, run Jeffrey Epstein-style operations against world leaders, so that the U.S. doesn't have to compete fairly with other nations, because the U.S. can't outcompete many of these countries. Like, you can't outcompete China in terms of industrial output. You can't outcompete Russia in terms of energy output. You can't outcompete India in terms of just raw population that can manufacture things in factories and so on. So the U.S. will not be part of this BRICS system, which means the U.S. is going to suffer an economic collapse domestically that will be truly historic as the dollar loses its world reserve status. You will find yourself having to pay through the nose for anything that you import. The silver lining to that is that you will be able to then start up more domestic production and be able to offer things locally at prices that are more affordable than the 1,000% higher import prices. So the silver lining, and this is probably what Trump intends to initiate, is that there will be a resurgence of domestic manufacturing. However, the quality of life of the average American will absolutely plummet. Most Americans will find themselves impoverished. Their savings, their pensions, their Social Security, even though those checks will keep coming in, the dollar won't mean much. Those who want to have anything that still holds value will have to be purchasing today gold and silver, or things that hold value such as land or very productive businesses that actually manufacture something. If you don't have gold and silver and you're just holding dollars, in my view, and just with a disclaimer, I'm not your financial advisor, so, you know, go get your own financial advice somewhere else. But in my opinion, you will be financially wiped out. The dollar, which has already lost at least 97% of its purchasing power since 1913, creature from Jekyll Island, it will lose the rest of its purchasing power over the next few years, and people who hold dollars will be wiped out. Now, we're going to have, again, Gerald Celente coming on here in at the bottom of this hour to give us more details about that economic outlook. It is a very difficult situation. You need to prepare now in advance in order to navigate that. Now, I promise to talk a little bit about the book of Revelation here. There's something that you need to know. There is, to the producers, can you bring up an image of a book called The Comets of God? The Comets of God, it's by a doctor, I think it's Goodman, is the author's name. Now, that book, which I think is sold out at Amazon because I've been talking about it, I don't think you can find the book anywhere, but there's a Kindle version, I think. That book is written by a man who is a Bible scholar plus a geologist and an archaeologist. And he is able to piece together some extraordinary realizations about the book of Revelation. And once you know this information, you can't unsee it. It is absolutely extraordinary. I want to mention something to you here. And for those of you who aren't familiar with the book of Revelation, these are the visions that were given to John, who is believed to be John the Apostle, one and the same, who wrote down these visions And these are very specific visions about what would be coming to humankind, especially if humanity refused to embrace God. If humanity maintained its wickedness and its evil, its arrogance, pompousness, and also its sexual deviancy, which we see now with people like Dr. Varma in New York City, who was having raunchy, crazy sex parties while telling everybody during COVID that you have to lock down and have 6 feet distancing and mask yourself while he's rolling around with naked bodies. It's like, wow, that's an interesting COVID activity right there. By the way, as a side note, do you realize that all the naked bodies he was rolling around with were also vaccinated and were therefore shedding spike protein? So can you imagine like a spike protein, unlimited orgy festival? That sounds pretty sick. Don't want to be any part of that, but that's the kind of wickedness that God spoke out against, sexual deviancy, mass fornication, activities and so on, the child mutilations, child trafficking. God warned humanity again and again to stop these behaviors. Well, if you go to the book of Revelation, John lays out this vision of what's going to happen to humanity if humanity doesn't turn against wickedness and embrace God. And here's the big takeaway. What's being described by the seven trumpets and the seven bowls are seven comet impacts on planet Earth. And it's actually very, very clear, and I've brought up the New King James Version here of the seven trumpets and the seven bowls. And just to give you a couple of examples here, the seven trumpets and the seven bowls are both describing the same seven events. It's seven comet impacts that get worse and worse that shake the Earth, and ultimately, with the seventh impact, it levels every mountain. It vanishes every island. It shakes the oceans, and it's the largest earthquake that has ever been experienced since mankind ever walked the earth. And this is right out of scripture. It's all mentioned there. But the seven trumpets and the seven seals talk about angels coming out of the sky, angels with bright faces and pillars of fire at their feet with long hair. Guess what, folks? Those aren't angels the way you and I think of them. Those are comets. Those are bright, shiny comets that are colliding with the atmosphere. They're on fire. They're spewing fire and brimstone and smoke out of their mouths, which is described in the book of Revelation. They're making loud, booming sounds, which is described as loud, angelic voices, even the idea of the trumpets, loud, booming sounds. And these comets hit Earth. These are icy comets that impact Earth and cause massive devastation. One of the comets alone kills one-third of the human beings on planet Earth. So if we go to the first trumpet, it's the vegetation is struck. That's hail and fire followed, mingled with blood. So this is an impact on land. The second trumpet and the second bowl talks about the seas being struck. Then the second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood. This is a comet impact on the oceans, probably the Atlantic Ocean. And a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. That's the Atlantic Ocean being struck. Now, by the way, if you're wondering about continuity of government operations in Washington, D.C., what kind of event could take out all of Washington, D.C. and wipe out the United States Congress all at once? It would be a massive tidal wave stemming from a comet impact in the Atlantic Ocean. It could also be caused by Russia detonating their 100-megaton warhead, Poseidon underwater drone weapon system, which is parked off the East Coast, off the continental shelf, awaiting a detonation order via satellite to unleash a massive radioactive tsunami that would inundate the East Coast of the United States and would wipe out all of Washington, D.C. and Norfolk, Virginia and Boston and, you know, Florida, Miami, all of it. But guess what? We're only on the second trumpet here. The third trumpet, and again, this is Book of Revelation, chapter 8. The third trumpet, the waters are struck. A great star fell from heaven burning like a torch. That's a comet, folks. That's an incoming impact. And it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water. Well, guess what? It's not talking about the wormwood herb. It's talking about the bitter taste of the water resembling the wormwood herb, because wormwood is known to be a very bitter taste. So throughout the Bible, when they mention wormwood, usually it's about something that tastes awful. Well, the land of the rivers and the springs, this is where this third meteor hits, or comet, this impact. Well, which nation on planet Earth has the most rivers? Have you ever wondered that question? You can look it up, but the answer is very obvious. It's the United States of America. The U.S. has more rivers by far than any other nation in the world. In fact, there are certain states in the U.S., such as Alaska, that have more rivers than most other nations in the entire world. So this comet impacts the United States of America. And if you go to, now we're going to go to Revelation chapter 16. We're going to look at the third bowl. Remember, the third bowl corresponds to the third trumpet. The waters turn to blood. Here it is, verse 4. Then the third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and springs of water, and they became blood. This is America being judged by God. America will be hit by this comet. Verse 5, and I heard the angel of the waters saying the following. Listen carefully, friends, because this is, the angel is praising God for destroying America because America has become so wicked. That's what this is. Here it is, quote, you are righteous, O Lord. Remember, this is after America is hit by this comet that poisons the rivers and the waters and kills many people. You are righteous, O Lord, the one who is and who was and who is to be, because you have judged these things. For they, talking about the people, they have shed the blood of saints and prophets. In other words, the culture, the government of America, the globalists of America, they attack the church. They shed the blood of innocent Christians and the children of Christians through mass abortion. And you have given them blood to drink, for it is their just due. This is an angel saying to God, good job nuking America with a giant meteor. That's what that is. Because as this vision was given to John, America had become so incredibly wicked that it could not be saved in the eyes of God. And America is the land of rivers and springs. And this is a total wipeout of the United States of America. And it's because I believe the failing of the Church of America refuses to stand up for God. The Church has become compromised. The Church has turned against the teachings of morality. And too many members of the Church and too many church leaders in America have become the wicked creatures that were warned about over and over again in the Old and New Testament of the Bible. They've become pompous. They've become greedy. They've been infested with sexual immorality. They have become obedient to government rather than obedience to God. And as a result, God will judge America. Now, can this be changed? Is this vision given to John? Is this a warning of things to come unless we change course? Perhaps. I don't know. I guess Bible scripture academics could argue that point. But more likely than not, this is a vision of things to occur. And since the seven trumpets and the seven bowls describe seven impacts. And by the way, the sixth impact is in the Middle East. The sixth impact burns up the entire Euphrates River, which runs through Syria and all the way through Iraq down into the Persian Gulf area. That impact, the sixth impact, also hits. It wipes out most of Israel and Israel's enemies. And if you read the book of Revelation and the seven trumpets and the seven impacts, you find out something astonishing. God does not save Israel. God does not save humanity. God does not save America. God does not intervene when seven great meteor impacts ultimately destroy every living creature on this planet. That's the ultimate judgment from God that's coming if we don't turn against our wicked ways. Even Israel will not be saved by God. It's very clear once you understand that when the book of Revelation talks about angels coming out of the sky, those are comets. Once you understand that the earth shaking, a larger earthquake than any other time in history, that can only come from comets impacting the earth. These are collision events. They are foretold, and there will be seven of them, and they have not happened yet. So, folks, I would encourage you, read the book of Revelation, check out that book, The Comets of God by Dr. Goodman, and learn what the Bible says, because it's a warning to humanity. If we don't turn against our wicked ways, we shall all be destroyed, every last one of us on this planet. We'll be back with Gerald Celente to talk about economics right after this break, so stay with us. I'm Mike Adams here with the Alex Jones Show.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
This bad boy is the number one seller at the AlexJonesStore.com. Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God. Folks love it. I love it. I love wearing this out in public. And it also lets the globals to let us know we are standing up against them, and we know who they serve, and we know who we serve. The BlackRock globalist-controlled left, from academia to the media, is obsessed with bullying you into silence because their ideas are illegal and unpopular. And if you simply speak up, it's game over. So stop thinking it's just Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump's going to save the world. It's all of us together. And wearing T-shirts in public that promote freedom is key. It doesn't just show our enemies we're awake. Other people see it and realize how popular freedom is. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a win-win. Get great shirts at thealexjonesstore.com, fund the operations, we fight the tyrants at Point Blank Range, and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. thealexjonesstore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWars MD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWars MD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones with Mike Adams. When you wake up
in the morning. Our special guest for this final segment of today's show will be Gerald Celente, joining us here in just a second. I just want to say, before we bring Gerald in, that Gerald Celente is an extraordinary man. He is incredibly courageous. He's a truth teller. He's got a heart and a soul for America and for humankind. I find in Gerald a lot of compassion for fellow human beings. And that's what we need now more than ever. Gerald Celente really expresses the humanity that's missing from our governments and from our industries and from all the profit motivations of corporations and the power motivations of government regulators that have been weaponized against the American people. And so I just want to welcome Gerald to the show today with just a lot of thankfulness. Gerald, it's an honor to know you, and I've been a follower of yours for years, and, you know, God bless you. Thank you for all that you do.
Well, thank you. Very heartwarming what you said. I appreciate it very much. You know, I'm a blessed man. I'm a Napolitano, born in the Bronx, 1946, right after the war. The spirit of America is at the height. It's right after World War II. My aunts and uncles, my parents, the energy, the love they had for America and how they expressed it was in our souls. And when I say, you know, I'm a blessed guy, I mean, the Bronx is the Bronx. If you're not from there, don't tell me what it's like. I was a little kid. I was a premature baby. And I come home crying one day. I'm like about 6 years old. And my father said, what are you crying about? I said, I got beat up. He said, you don't come home crying. And I became the toughest kid because the bullies pick on the littlest kid. But when you're little, you're fast. And again, I went on. I taught close combat for many, many years, you know, black belt. I learned how to fight. And the attitude of the Bronx is, don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to do. I won't tell you what to do. Don't you tell me what to do. I wasn't put on this earth to take your orders. As I say, my soul is Italian, but my heart is American. If I was born in Altavilla Appina, Vica Quince, I wouldn't be me. I'm only me because of where I was born and at the time. You know, one of my books, it's called What Zizi Gave Honey Boy. Zizi is the Neapolitan dialect for auntie. Zia is aunt. Zizi is your auntie. They did a movie on this. You could get it on YouTube. It's called Zizi and Honey Boy. I used to be on Oprah, The Today Show, Good Morning America. I was in the news all the time. The movie opens up with how I got blacklisted from all of the media because I said we would lose the Afghan war and had no right going into the Iraq war, and we lose that one as well. The woman playing my aunt, by the way, may she rest in peace, is Doris Roberts, the woman that played the mother of the TV series Everyone Loves Raymond. She died 15 minutes into the movie. So I'm saying this because I appreciate deeply what you said about me, because it's the soul of America. It's what our country was founded upon. Why everybody in the world wanted to come to America. That's and right. Now it's gone.
That's right.
It's gone.
You and I both, we miss America. We know the blessings that America was given. We know, especially in retrospect, how favorable the conditions were for America to be able to pursue prosperity. If you were willing to work, if you had some discipline, if you had some dedication, if you're willing to put in the hours and the effort, you could make something of yourself in America. It's the ultimate dream. And now that is being crushed systematically day by day. And Gerald, the people who are the producers are being punished. The people who are the most important, the thinkers, the truth tellers are being punished and silenced. Everything. We have all these perverse incentives now that are bringing America to its knees. And I share your sadness. Watching it, it's devastating.
You know, going back to the generation, you know, my parents' generation, I don't know if you could see this, but this is a picture of my parents' wedding, 1934. Whoops, the other side over here. May they rest in peace. You see the way they're dressed. It was what you were saying. The people had the opportunity to be themselves. My father worked in a fish store. They went on my father's side of the family. They had four fish stores in New York City area, different brothers and sisters. My mother's side, they were butchers. They were able to open their own businesses. They started from nothing, from nothing. And look at the dignity that they had. This is the Great Depression. Look at the way they're dressed, the Musks, the Bezos, the Zuckerbergs, the Gates, the Buffets. None of them could look like these people used to look. And not only my parents, there was a whole generation like that. You listen to the music of the swing era. Happy days, you know, leave your worries by the doorstep. Life could be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I don't have a penny, but I'm as rich as Rockefeller. With gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street, lifting the people's spirit. And they became themselves. That's gone. And I have to, you know, with all due respect, I have to, you know, what Alex Jones said about his products and he said about Mother Nature, that's being disrespectful. How about Father Nature? How about Trans Nature? I mean, let's really be stupid. Look at the decline of this society and the crap that they shoved down our throat. And by the way, when I was a young guy and I showed you the picture of my parents' wedding, and you go to my generation, the Woodstock generation, you see the pictures of, you know, Woodstock. Everybody's thin and fit. When I was a kid, there was the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. They went out of business. You know why? You don't have to step right up, step right up. See the fat man. See the tattooed lady. See the lady with the beard. All right? That's where America's gone. They're all over the place. Look at the decline of this civilization. You know, it really gets me hot when I see a chick with a baseball cap on, especially backwards, when they used to wear these beautiful hats. And my mother, may she rest in peace, cleaning the house with a dress on and short high heels. Wow. Elegant all the time. And now it's a pig show.
Well, this is the cultural cesspool that we find ourselves in, despite our best efforts to prevent it. But as you know, Gerald, there are so many forces trying to destroy America and really destroy humanity and to take us to war and to bring us into, a nuclear war. And it's just like when you say, when all else fails, they take you to war. And I want you to speak to that right now as gold is now $2,640, I believe. And the 101st Airborne is being dropped off in the Middle East, and Israel and Lebanon are exchanging rocket fire. How close are we to being on the verge of all-out war and destruction?
As you get the Trends Journal each week, I just finished the economic update, and I wrote about gold prices. And I said one of the things I said in the Trends business, we say that opportunity misses those who view the world through the eyes of their profession. So as we're talking about gold prices, you look at all the data coming in, they're talking about inflation, interest rate cuts. Yeah, all this is important. But how about what you're just talking about? How about the ramping up of the Israel war? How about the ramping up of the Ukraine war? Gold is the number one safe haven asset when there's geopolitical instability. And that's what's also driving it up. We are on the verge of nuclear annihilation. There's something that everyone should read. Google it up. Samsung option. Of course, you know what it is.
Yeah.
Yep. It's if Israel loses, they go nuclear. And they have between 200 to 400 nuclear warheads. They're going to lose. You don't have to be good at numbers at this. If they escalate, not if, when, they escalate the war against Iran, you got 91 million Iranians versus about, when you take the Arabs out, about 7 million Israelis. The Iranians are very advanced civilization. These are the Persians who have been around a long time. They got the weaponry and everything they need to do what they need to do. And now let's go back to the what's going on with Hezbollah. Blowing up more Lebanon. Last numbers I saw, almost 600 civilians were killed. Blowing the place up, people are leaving. Hezbollah, oh, by the way, they call them militants in the prostitute media. Militants. Oh, militants? The people that drove Israel out of Lebanon when Israel illegally invaded and they got them out of there in 2006, they're militants. So if somebody breaks into my house and they got a gun and I kill them, I'm a militant. Oh, and by the way, according to the American media and all the language that they use, our founding fathers would be militants and terrorists.
Well,
so this war is going to expand. Yeah. This war is going to expand. They get Iran into this war. Now we're going to go back into the economy. And besides the nuclear annihilation, gas prices, oil prices. Oil prices will spike to above $130 a barrel for Brent crude. That's going to crash the global economy and crash the equity markets. And again, as I just finished writing the economic update for the Trends Journal, it's going out tomorrow. Look at the data coming in from France. Look at the data coming in from Germany. Oh, Germany, the third largest economy in the world? The largest in Europe? Look at their numbers. They're negative in the PMI numbers and the service numbers. They're in negative territory. They're already in recession. They just haven't called it officially.
Collapse, and France is going to be facing an industrial collapse. The UK is in a cultural collapse, and I saw Germany is going to criminalize speech next and imprison people who speak out against the German government. So they're going full Nazi again.
Now look what happened in the UK and throw an F and U and a C in it. Well, they put this woman, they sentenced her for calling the Macron, that little cotzone with a pecker like this and all the little fake hair, that little boy. They called his wife a boy. This woman joked and called his wife a boy, and they're sending her to jail.
Right, right. And also, well, you want to comment on Dr. Varma there in New York City who was caught? Crowder did the video. You know, you've seen it. He was bragging about his sex parties and orgies while telling all the New Yorkers to shut down your 5,000 businesses and wear masks and practice social distancing while he's rolling naked with people.
Yep. And you look at this guy. I mean, what kind of chick would want to have sex? Maybe he wasn't. Maybe
you asked that question, not me, but.
Maybe Lindsey Graham was there. Maybe the two of them got together. Look at this little clown boy. Again, that's the Bronx attitude. You go to a guy like this. Who the hell are you to tell me what to do? Who are you, little freak? You know what this guy would do? He wouldn't know whether to piss or shit. He'd fold like that. Don't you talk to me like that. I'll get you arrested, you little bastard. You little scum. Oh, by the way, join the scum club of how about that other little daddy's boy. Cotzon Gavin Newsom Gruesome. The little clown boy, the first to lock down the United States.
Yeah.
As he's going to the French Laundry and partying at $400 a plate dinners.
Well, I think the Scum Club might have been the name of the parties that Varma attended, the Scum Club, but because they were all vaccinated too, so they were all shedding on each other while they're rolling around naked with each other. You want a spike protein orgy? Huh? Does that sound like fun?
You know, this is one of my t-shirts, by the way. I don't know if you saw this t-shirt.
Who the F are you to tell me what to do? Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, there
here's
you go.
The back. Perfect.
all American attitude right there. But Gerald, bring us back to, I mean, gold price. What does it indicate to you? I mean, the acceleration of the demise of the Western financial system is shocking even me.
No, not, it's one of our top trends for 2024. 2024, golden year for gold. Gold prices are up over $600 an ounce since we made that forecast.
That's right.
It's the beginning of the death of the dollar. We have a geopolitical and socioeconomic crisis, the likes of which have never been seen in the history of the world, part one or part two. Let's put more data together. No one's talking about this. The office building bust. We had forecast this back in 2020 when they locked down everything and people were working at home. People are working at home and they're saying, I was getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to travel an hour and a half each way to work. I'm not doing that crap anymore. Now I'm the guy that has 10 stories or something and all these workers in there and they're sitting in cubicles. I don't see them anyway. Yes, stay home. I don't need this stuff. Right. In the next 2 years and 4 months, there's going to be $4 trillion of commercial real estate loans coming due. They're not going to pay them.
Wow. No, no, they're not. And that's going to bleed into the bankruptcy of a lot of banks.
Obviously. You got it. The banks are going to go bust. Here, this is the data. Anybody could Google it up. About a month ago, 50th Street, New York City, Midtown Manhattan. A building that was sold for $320 million in 2006 went up for auction and was sold at $8.5 million. These are non-convertible. We only put data in. Buildings built in the last 50 years are non-convertible to apartments. You got a building in the middle of 50th Street. Sports Illustrated used to be there. You got no windows on one side, no windows on the other side, no windows in the back. All right? Non-convertible, you might as well knock it down. It's useless.
That's probably where this is going. Yeah.
Your office vacancy rate, meaning nobody there in America, in the largest cities, 25% vacant. Vacant. Your office occupancy rate, meaning people going back to work, according to Castle Systems with a K, 51.9%. Now, all the businesses that depended on commuters, going out of business.
That's right. The downtowns are being gutted. They're becoming ghost towns where there used to be people on the street, used to be people walking around doing business, used to have the food cart vendors on the street. You could get a slice of pizza. You could walk in, you could do anything, anywhere, anytime, downtown New York City. And it's not that way anymore. The same thing is true elsewhere. Let me plug your website for you too, by the way. Trendsjournal.com is where people can get your newsletter, trendsjournal.com. And I want to mention you have an upcoming event that I want to help you publicize. Talk to us about that event because it's a big deal. You've got some great speakers lined up for it.
Again, my heart's breaking. You're talking about what's going on in America and how it's declined. Once upon a time, there was a man by the name of Dwight D. Eisenhower, five-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces, two-term president, a real fighter, not like these little boys playing president. In his farewell address, he warns the American people that the military-industrial complex is robbing the nation of the genius of the scientists, the sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children. And here we are. You were talking about, I was down in the city a couple of weeks ago, and I'm a city cat. Never did I see it so disgusting, not even like during the 70s at the worst time. Homeless under every scaffolding. In West Village, where I used to live one time, and now it's a very expensive area. I'm seeing guys on a Sunday afternoon shooting up people like this all over the street, garbage everywhere. So going back to Occupy Peace, I launched this movement over a decade ago. And it's to close all the military bases overseas. There are 900 of them in over 80 countries. Bring the troops home and secure the homeland. No more people coming in. And put the troops to work to rebuild our rotted infrastructure. And if you want to go to war, let the people vote. I don't need some little arrogant boy or girl telling me I have to go to war. Let the people vote. So this Saturday, we're having a rally up in Kingston, New York. This is the most historic Four Corners in America. The only place with pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings on each corner. And I own three of them. And I bought these when I came back from Berlin, when I was looking to leave the country one time. And Berlin changed my mind because it was grander than Paris before it was bombed out. And I spent a lot of time in Paris. I used to date Marie-Pierre. And Marie-Pierre's brother, by the way, Francois, was the left shoulder of Jacques Chirac and Mitterrand. And my close combat teacher, John Perkins, may he rest in peace, used to go to Palace Elysee and work out with these guys and show them our close combat, the American way. Anyway, my heart broke when I saw Berlin. I came back and there was a for sale sign on the Franz Rogan house. I came back on April 27, 2012, 1750 building on the most historic four corners. And I ended up buying three of them. When I bought foreclosure, nobody wanted them. Another one was vacant for 5 years. I bought them because the seeds of democracy were sown here. I realized I can't run away. I'm only me, as I said, because I'm a Napolitano, born in the Bronx, born to be free. Love it or leave it. No, you leave it. You don't tell me what to do. I believe in the founding fathers. I believe in men, not boys like George Washington, who in his farewell address said, "It is our true policy to steer clear of permanent alliances with any portion of the foreign world." So all you little scumbags who are calling me an isolationist, you could go F yourself. I admire the founding fathers that you people would like to pee on. That's why I bought these buildings. I went, the guy putting on, I went for jury duty. The guy doing the thing said, "You see that picture behind me? That's John Jay, the first Supreme Court judge. He was a judge over here, right here. Oh, the Constitution for the United States, Kingston was the first capital of the United States. The British burnt it down at Battle of Saratoga. The Constitution that was written for New York State, over 70% of America's Constitution comes from here." That's why I bought these buildings. Because the seeds of democracy was sown here, and these are the four corners of freedom, and I'm fighting for freedom. I am a warrior for the Prince of Peace.
Yes, you are. You are a warrior for the Prince of Peace. No question about it. Now, this event is taking place at these buildings?
Yes, and we have a big yard here that you won't believe it. You won't believe it.
And by the way, how can people watch this event? Is it streaming? What is it?
It's going to be Zoom streamed, and of course we'll stream it on yours as well if you'd like. And we have Judge Napolitano, Scott Ritter, Max Blumenthal, Anya Parampil, and others, Joe Loria, and we're streaming it on their stuff. We're streaming it on everybody's. Scott Ritter, there's no man that I know that's more of a man than this cat, man. This guy's a real fighter. I'm a fighter. This guy's a different one. This guy's a former Marine, wanted to kill everybody. We're very good friends. We got to dinner and lunch. He became a different person when he was on the other side. Look at the torture that this guy's going through with the FBI raiding his house and on and on on. And he's out there fighting with the highest spirit. He is doing everything he can to make this the greatest event. He wants a million people here. We need to close down the streets.
Is there a website? I mean, is there like a place
Occupy
people can
peace.
Go? OccupyPeace.com?
Yep.
Okay. All right. That's it. We're almost out of time, Gerald. I apologize. But OccupyPeace.com. Yes, we'd love to carry your stream on Brighteon. I know you'll be streaming on Rumble and everywhere else that you can stream. This is important. This is this Saturday, right?
This Saturday starts at 2:00. It's up to the people. It's up to we the people.
All right, Gerald. God bless you, Gerald. We're out of time for this segment, but stand by. I'm going to reconnect with you after this. I want to talk to you after the show. But for everybody watching today, this has been the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams here, just hearing from Gerald Celente. And God bless you all. Thank you for watching today. Pray for America. And we'll talk to you again soon. Take care.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an an injury, or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.